KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Fried in beef tallow. And in fact, I've actually explored this. I got a sample of this in front of me. Vandy Classic Potato Chips, and they're classic, and it says no seed oils. And what they contain is 100% organic potatoes, grass-fed beef tallow with some seasoning, organic black pepper and sea salt. And you can get them in onion flavor and, you know, made with shallots or made with garlic. So I've tried these things. What's interesting about them is the slogan of Lay's potato chips used to be, I bet you can't eat just one. And that's because they really were highly addictive. And there was something about them that made them ultra palatable and not that satiating. And really, you could go through a bag of potato chips. And once you started, it was hard to stop. And that's part of the problem with foods that are made with seed oils. They're ultra palatable, and they don't provide that much satiety value. And then you eat too much, and they deliver a lot of calories. Frankly, beef tallow, calorie for calorie, is as caloric as soybean oil. But I find that I can eat a few chips, and that's all I can take. It's very, very satiating. There's something about saturated fat that's satiating. Now, I got to say that I am not entirely on board with the hypothesis that you can eat as much saturated fat as you want, no problem. And there's no problem. You can eat unlimited amounts of saturated fat. The problem is, when you add saturated fat, which is highly caloric, and for many people, atherogenic, you know, it actually does raise cholesterol and HDL. Eating cholesterol doesn't raise cholesterol that much, but saturated fats raise cholesterol. You're going to have a cardiovascular disease promoting effect. And I think it varies genetically. It varies based on your activity level. It varies based on whatever else you're eating. We have to look at these things in context. If you eat a very low-carb diet and you include moderate amounts of saturated fat, it's less bad than if you're eating an indiscriminate diet and then on top of that you're consuming a lot of saturated fat. So I think this move to tell people to eat a lot of saturated fat is not necessarily great because you got to limit other parts of your diet. And is it possible that, I mean, I see people who are fanatical about this. There are restaurants that say they use no seed oil whatsoever. Okay, big deal, like with a little bit of seed oil in a salad dressing or as a means of lightly sautéing some vegetables. No biggie. And I don't include olive oil in that because I think olive oil is very healthy. In a sense, olive oil is kind of like, it's a fruit. I mean, to categorize it as actually a fruit. But I don't think that seed oils represent the crust of the vampire kind of thing that some people make them out to be. I just think we should be eating less of them. But the best way to eat less of them is to eat less ultra-processed food and fast food. You know, the food that you get, you know, commercial French fries. You shouldn't be eating that many French fries because whether you eat French fries that are fried in lard or beef tallow, or whether you eat French fries that are made with ultra-processed oils, you're going to get too many calories. The one thing I will say about these saturated fats is they tend to be more stable. And I worry about the stability of these ultra-processed oils that are used in fat fryers. When you get, you know, especially French fries, I think, is the prime example of a fried food. But any type, you know, tempura, things like that. If they use those oils again and again and again, the oils tend to break down. They tend to oxidize. They tend to be converted into harmful additives and byproducts that may be problematic. And therefore, you know, we should limit them anyway. So there you have it. You know, I think that they oversimplify this. And, you know, saturated fat, good, you know, polyunsaturated seed oils, bad. It requires a little more nuance to approach this subject. So that's my take on it. 877-726-8255, our number. I want to share this item with you because do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Cher says, if I could turn back time. Anti-factor lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. And that's one of the best ways that you can turn back biological aging. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids that are found in your cellular membranes, and they've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage. And that's the primary cause of biological aging. Anti-factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40% in clinical studies. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions. I recommend it for chronic fatigue syndrome, for example, and for those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT-Factor lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-Factor lipids powder. What I do is I take the NT-Factor lipids powder and I add it to my protein shake along with other ingredients, and that way I get my NT-Factor lipids to support the phospholipids found in my cellular membranes and in my mitochondria. 877-726-8255, our number. And it's kind of a milestone. EPA begins review of safety of fluoride in drinking water. And this is a controversial issue. We've been following it for a long time. It's been suggested that fluoride has the potential to be neurotoxic. And that could be especially problematic in kids who get exposed to a lot of fluoride because they go to the dentist and the dentist says, would you like a fluoride treatment for your teeth? And, you know, okay, fine. Add some more fluoride. And then there's fluoride in their toothpaste. And then there's fluoride in their water. So they get potentially high levels of fluoride, which may have adverse health effects. We've been talking about this for a long time. They're going to do a toxicity assessment. They've actually created a committee to study potential revisions to fluoride drinking water standards and to support recommendations on fluoride in drinking water, according to the notice. This, of course, is a priority of the MAHA movement that backs Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I think, personally, it's a freedom of choice issue because fluoride as a prophylaxis against tooth decay, they consider it a public health measure, but I'm not sure that that is the end-all and be-all of tooth decay prevention. And it should be a matter of choice because it is, in effect, a medication that they're adding to our drinking water. I mean, do we want to add statins to our drinking water? You know, maybe they say everybody will benefit from lowering cholesterol, but it should be voluntary. If you're told that you're at risk, maybe, yes, okay, you can opt for it. You can always ask a dentist or you can get a fluoride toothpaste. But should they put it in your drinking water? And then we're going to assess the real risks and benefits, hopefully come up with some answers. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MyoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MyoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MyoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MyoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant all year long. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. Don't let another year go by feeling less than your best. Grab 35% off your one-month subscription of MitoPure gummies at timeline.com/Hoffman35. That's timeline.com/Hoffman35 for 35% off your one-month subscription.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Osteoporosis, big problem, fractures, bad news. You break a hip when you're 60 or 70. It can be extremely debilitating, and it can even lead to a downhill course and death. And so, yeah, we want to prevent osteoporosis and a whole raft of drugs that are out, new and powerful drugs that purport to reduce fractures. But there's some natural things we can do. According to a new study, first of its kind to demonstrate that dietary habits are linked with osteoporotic fracture risk. Looked at a lot of patients, 927,000 patients, and they found, they looked at lifestyle factors that were related to fractures. And, of course, smoking increased fracture risk, daily alcohol consumption increased fracture risk, exercise reduced fracture risk, the ability to walk fast, gait speed, you know, simple test, you know, they give you, you know, timer, see how far you can walk. Rapid gait speed, lower risk of fracture. Sufficient sleep also reduced the risk of fracture, but skipping breakfast and having a late dinner increased the risk of fracture. So interesting study. They suggest that unhealthy eating habits, missing breakfast and dining late, often coexist with other unhealthy lifestyle factors such as smoking, low physical activity, and insufficient sleep. And so, yeah, the timing of your meals may have an impact. And here's another one. You know, it's often said that don't drink too much coffee because it will cause osteoporosis. Well, they studied this, and they also studied tea consumption. The association of coffee and tea consumption with bone mineral density in older women, the 10-year study, and they correlated changes in the bone mineral density with people's reported coffee and tea intake. And with the 10-year follow-up, tea consumption was positively associated with total hip bone mineral density. And that's interesting because tea is rich in vitamin K, all right? And in fact, they tell you not to consume too much tea, especially green tea, if you take Coumadin, a drug where vitamin K might interfere with the Coumadin. And so maybe that's part of why tea consumption is associated with better hip bone mineral density. When it came to no significant overall association was observed with coffee consumption in terms of femoral neck or total hip bone mineral density. However, with more careful analysis, they found that consuming more than 5 cups of coffee per day may be associated with lower bone mineral density, but it was a minimal effect. So coffee appears to be exonerated unless you're going way over the top. It may be an adverse effect. But it's interesting. Tea, protective, coffee doesn't do much in the way of bone mineral density. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Now, more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings of T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks has volunteered and restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
According to Cyber Magazine, the number one risk of a cyber attack in 2025 was powered by AI. And so as cyber attacks evolve, what about your organization's cybersecurity? That's where RiskAware comes in. Michael Castro is CEO.
RiskAware helps organizations by looking to help them understand what their particular risk is, where their weak points are, where their Achilles heel is, and then help them be prepared to fix those weaknesses to make them stronger and more resilient. We do it through education and training. We do it for assessments for risk. We do readiness reviews, vulnerability scanning.
And they use all these methods to develop an effective security plan for your organization. RiskAware.io has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Robert Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is the way to get into the doctor's office. Pose a question, share a comment. Let's hear one of those.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. This is Dolores in Connecticut. What's your take on supplements for memory? Are they the real deal or just hype?
Okay, boy, that is really opening up a can of worms because it's controversial. And I have to say that there are some supplements that are being advertised that probably don't really have much of an impact, if any, on memory. And I'm thinking in particular of Prevagen, possibly the most advertised memory supplement. Many years ago, I was offered an opportunity to become a spokesperson for Prevagen. I said, show me the data. I looked at the data, and I said, the data is extremely weak, and I can't get behind your product. And I kind of got angry, and I said, hey, but, you know, we pay you. And I said, you know, look, there's no amount of money that could get me to support a product that I don't think really is going to work. And yet they went on to advertise far and wide and promote Prevagen, which is a jellyfish extract, with something called apoaquiforin, which is a protein that is said to improve the calcium metabolism of cells within the brain. But I can't, for the life of me, understand how a big protein like that crosses the blood-brain barrier. And significantly, I just don't understand how mechanistically that could work. They base it on some small studies with animals and a very small study in humans. And they were actually slapped down by the FDA, the FTC, rather, Federal Trade Commission, for making unfounded claims, and yet they still advertise, and they kind of use weasel words to get around the restriction. They can't make health claims, but that they say that in a kind of a general way that it supports overall brain health. You know, I guess you can make a claim that maybe, I don't know, somehow this does that. But I have to say that there are supplements where there is evidence, but in some cases, there these supplements work when people have deficiencies of certain things. So I'm taking vitamin B12, for example. If you have a deficiency of vitamin B12, you definitely could have problems with focus and memory and concentration and mood. And by taking vitamin B12, your brain may light up. And the same thing can happen, especially for young women who have heavy menstruation and they're on vegan diets. They're not getting much iron. They're running on fumes. And they take a little bit of iron, and their attention deficit disorder is alleviated, because iron is important for brain function. But not everybody should take tons of iron, because iron can overload and actually can have an adverse effect as a pro-oxidant on the brain. So, you know, B12 and iron, do they improve brain function in everyone? Not necessarily. There's also evidence on vitamin D. There's evidence on vitamins E and C. In some studies, there's a study here, better cognitive performance in elderly folks taking antioxidant supplements, vitamins E and C, but in combination with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The problem with the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, they protect the brain, but they may worsen the risk of heart attack and stroke. Okay, so, you know, adverse effects on kidneys, so not great. When it comes to natural things, you know, let's focus first on the important stuff, because I think supplements can help, but on the margins. The most important thing is, let's stick to the basics. Exercise, probably the best elixir for brain health. There's no question that exercise increases brain health, brain function. There's a thing that's like Miracle-Gro for the brain, that is increased by exercise. There's also sleep. Sleep is very important for brain function, because sleep is the cleanup phase for the brain. There's a circulation of fluid within the brain, the glymphatic system, and the glymphatic system is activated during sleep and helps to clear out debris and waste products from the brain. And so sleep really recharges the brain. And then there's diet. And, of course, there's evidence that diet can be helpful. We talked in the beginning of the show, first hour, about the benefits of high-fat dairy, cheese in particular, for reducing the risk of cognitive decline. So blueberries. We talked earlier about the benefits of blueberries, some evidence about blueberries and protection against cognitive decline. And there are many, many plant substances that can be helpful for the brain. So when it comes to supplements, there are several where there are some demonstrated benefits. One is acetyl L-carnitine, and I actually knew about this in medical school, and I shared an article with my my neurology professor about acetyl L-carnitine. He eventually ended up becoming dean of Albert Einstein College of Medicine. He's a great guy. There's evidence on things like vinpocetine and huperzine, which are plant-based compounds. And there's evidence on the B vitamins. In particular, there's a product called serifolin, which used to be prescription only, and it contains methylfolate and methylcobalamin, really body-ready, bioavailable forms of the B vitamins, are methylated at relatively high doses. And again, it might be a matter of, you know, are people deficient in these things? So they also include some N-acetylcysteine, which is an antioxidant, it's a glutathione precursor, and serifolin. And it's a great combo especially for people who might have MTHFR gene SNPs, which may cause homocysteine to be high. We know that homocysteine can be helpful and can be harmful to cerebrovascular health. That may be how these things are working, or they may activate brain pathways. Furafolin may be helpful for memory, especially as people get older. There's vitamin B1, thiamine, and in particular a form of vitamin B1 called benfotiamine, which seems to have an affinity for the nerves. We used to give thiamine shots to homeless alcoholics, and they would go from a demented state to kind of lightening up and having a conversation with us because they were thiamine deficient. And there's evidence that thiamine may be helpful for people with cognitive problems. There's mitochondrial support with things like CoQ10 and NT factor and nicotinamide riboside and urolithin A, VitaPure. So, yeah, supporting the mitochondria may be important too. And don't forget cocoa flavanols, because there's also some evidence about cocoa flavanols being helpful. But cocoa flavanols, not so much in a pill, but in a powder from companies like one of our sponsors, Flava Naturals. It's something that, yeah, I actually took some of this before the show in my shake. I threw a scoop of this in my shake. And don't I sound smarter? Yeah, I think I do. My memory's pretty good these days. So there you have it. There's controversy about, you know, these over-the-counter supplements. In fact, there's been some pushback by the FDA and the FTC about claims around brain supplements. But I think there's reason to believe that some of these things actually can have an effect. So thanks for that great question. 877-726-8255 is the way you get questions to us. Keep them coming, because they're grist for the mill for great discussions like we just had. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? ND Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. ND Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. ND Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT Factor Lipids Powder.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
You've heard T-Mobile is the best network in America. Now the customers officially confirm it. The J.D. Power 2026 U.S. Wireless Network Quality Study ranks T-Mobile highest for customer satisfaction in 5 out of 6 regions, the first time in company history. In today's fast-paced world, enhanced and high-performing mobile connectivity matters more than ever, whether you're at home, at work, or on the move. When it comes to faster speeds, lower latency, and stronger voice performance, customers continue to choose T-Mobile. That performance is driven by the nation's largest 5G network, backed by the most towers and a world-class engineering team. T-Mobile is not slowing down, with a network built for wherever you go. This recognition by J.D. Power is no accident. It follows Ookla naming T-Mobile the best network in 2025, based on data from 500 million real-world tests on millions of devices. To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Jot that number down in case you have a question. You can call and record a question. Supplement recall. It happens from time to time. Supplements are contaminated. They're contaminated with extraneous things. They put, say, in a male potency supplement, they'll throw in some Viagra, or there'll be some extra cadmium or lead or arsenic in a supplement. Or there can be spoilage, mold contamination, as is the case with some supplements sold in New York, New Jersey, which were recalled for mold contamination. But this report is from Channel 11 PIX in New York. The supplement sold nationwide is being recalled after it was discovered the products were contaminated with mold, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And it's a pretty big brand. Qanol makes, they started out with CoQ10, and then they branched out. Qanol extra strength turmeric capsules were sold in New York and New Jersey, and they list the affected product, turmeric 1,000 milligram capsules, 60 count, 120 count, and so the FDA has issued a recall, meaning the use of exposure to affected products may cause temporary medically reversible adverse health consequences. So this happens from time to time, and, that's why we have an FDA. And that's also why I suggest that people get their supplements from reliable sources. You can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my FullScript dispensary. And FullScript's extra special cautious about counterfeit supplements, adulterated supplements. They're up to date with all the latest product information, and it's a safe and reliable place to go to get your supplements. DRHoffmanStore.com. This item is fascinating because, and it's been all over the press. It was, you know, it's not something obscure. It's been widely reported. This is from the Daily News. Huge arthritis breakthrough as scientists discover how to regrow cartilage. Drug with significant clinical promise could benefit millions. Now, I'm usually skeptical about headlines like this, and I don't even share some of these things, because it's like, when I hear breakthrough, when I hear, you know, game changer, I'm a little skeptical, because a lot of these things don't pan out. And sometimes they're based on press releases to boost the stock prices of, you know, startup companies. But this is interesting, because we're looking for something to repair joints, not just, you know, we can inject stuff into joints. We can put, you know, get a steroid injection, or we can get even an injection of Synvisc or sometimes PRP, which is a blood-related product, or even stem cells to regenerate tissue. This is without stem cells, and this is not just a mere cushioning or anti-inflammatory. This is actually a process that leads to regeneration of cartilage. And it's kind of ingenious, because they discovered that, and they write here, until now there's been no drug that directly treats the cause of cartilage loss, which happens as you age, just, you know, age cartilage. And you can take oral collagen, but it's not going to guarantee that it's going to get to the joint. The researchers found a protein called 15-PGDH. It is a gyrozyme. I like that term, gyro, like geriatric, gyro-age zyme, which is an enzyme, like an aging enzyme that's found naturally in the body. Its presence increases with age. Did you realize that your gyrozymes are increasing with your age? And this 15-PGDH has been linked to a gradual decline in tissue function. Higher levels of protein associated with declining muscle strength with age. And researchers have found a way to block the enzyme, and they were able to boost muscle mass and endurance in older animals. And they also found that there was a regeneration of cartilage. So they injected the mice in the abdomen, ouch, and then they injected the mice with this 15-PGDH inhibitor directly into the knee joint. And cartilage that had worn away with age was seen to thicken. And that's interesting, because cartilage is not very vascular. That's one of the problems. It's not a lot of blood vessels, so a lot of people say, you know, once your cartilage deteriorates, game over, you can't fix it, you know, we've got to strip it out, or you need a joint replacement. No. According to this, they found a way to literally regenerate cartilage. And it's not about stem cells. It's about clinical trials of this 15-PGDH inhibitor, and maybe, just maybe, this will pan out. They say that this actually could help people avoid joint replacement, and I certainly hail the development of this, because if I have the good fortune to live another 10 or 15 years, you know, some of my joints may wear out, and I would much prefer a targeted injection than going through the ordeal of a joint replacement surgery. Not that those are bad. Those are great, but, you know, unnecessary. So, yeah, cartilage replacement may be on the launch pad. This is an item, interesting item, because we don't know when to use aspirin in people. And, in fact, it used to be said, you know, if you're over 40, take an aspirin a day, you know, as a precaution. But that was just a ploy to sell more aspirin. And it turns out that, according to studies, if everybody over 40 took aspirin, we'd see more people suffering from severe gastrointestinal bleeding than we would prevent heart attacks. So you have to be selective about who you give aspirin to. And so the current recommendation is to consider aspirin in those 40 to 70 who are, quote, at elevated atherosclerotic disease risk, and also don't have increased bleeding risk. So that maybe they haven't had ulcers, or they have, you know, so they don't have high risk for the adverse effects of aspirin. But that's kind of a vague recommendation. So a lot of people say, well, should I take an aspirin? Should I not take an aspirin? Well, ask your doctor. The doctors don't even know. Sometimes they say, well, in abundance of caution, take an aspirin. But then the patient ends up with anemia because they've had gastrointestinal bleeding. So it's a big mess. An update on LPA and aspirin in primary prevention. They figured out that the big determinant of whether aspirin is beneficial is whether you have an elevated LPA. Now, that's a blood test that's seldom performed, but LPA is very important in terms of cardiovascular risk. You can have a decent cholesterol. You can take a statin to lower your cholesterol. If you're having a high LPA, you still might have a heart attack or a stroke. And they're coming up with drugs to lower LPA. This is on the launch pad. They will be around with certainly within the next 5 years. But they have found that LPA has prothrombotic properties, which may contribute to the risk of CVD. Prothrombotic means blood clotting enhancing properties. And aspirin can be helpful for reversing the sticky blood properties of elevated LPA. So the new consensus statement suggests consideration of aspirin in those patients who have elevated LPA. And that may be the determinant of, you know, is aspirin worthwhile? The risk-benefit equation tilts towards favorable for aspirin, even in light of potential bleeding risk. But in any case, the people who have elevated LPA may have stickier blood. They may have less problems with aspirin-related bleeding. So new way of determining who might benefit from aspirin and, you know, when to hold and when to fold when it comes to aspirin use. And finally, good news for chocolate lovers. I talked about the brain benefits of chocolate. They did a study, and they compared two different dark chocolates, 85%, which is getting a little bitter, and 70% cocoa content. And healthy adults consumed either 30 grams of the 85% or 30 grams of the 70% or no chocolate. And they found the daily consumption of dark chocolate significantly reduced negative affect. You don't want that negative affect that's associated with depression, anxiety, in those consuming the 85%, but unfortunately not in the 70%. They also looked at the intestinal tracts of these individuals, and they found enhancement of good bacteria in the 85%. So dark chocolate has prebiotic effects. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through the Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks has volunteered and restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off.
For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Several states in the southeast just can't seem to shake the winter blues following more heavy snow showers both Saturday and Sunday. National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullenweg says this is record-breaking weather.
We do get hard freezes in parts of Florida almost every year in some capacity, but to see especially low daily lows such as, you know, the low 30s down across Miami, it speaks that it is an unusually cold air mass, and even in, as we go into the first couple days of February, we're still anticipating some near-record lows and abnormally cold temperatures to continue through the first half of the upcoming week down in the southeast.
In the meantime, a huge chunk of the nation from Gulf Coast into New England mired in very cold temperatures, 150 million people under cold weather advisories. President Trump's choice to head up the Federal Reserve, expressing support for the president's economic policies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During his first cabinet meeting of the year, the president said he will end weeks of speculation over who will lead the central bank after Powell's term expires this May. He said he thinks that person will do a good job. The president has been extremely critical of the Fed under Powell's leadership, complaining that interest rates remain too high. Powell has insisted that the Fed stay independent of politics and make its choices based on inflation and job market data. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal appeals court judge dismissing a misconduct complaint filed by the Justice Department against a judge who clashed with the Trump administration over deportations to a notorious prison in El Salvador. Complaint against U.S. District Judge James Boasberg dismissed in December, but the order only came to light this weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
If you are a frequent flyer, you'll need to make sure your ID is real. Ron Taylor has more.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification are now subject to a new fee. The non-refundable $45 charge isn't a penalty or fine, but payment for non-compliant travelers to use the Transportation Security Administration's new alternate identity verification option called Confirm ID. The process can take up to 30 minutes and doesn't guarantee passengers will make their flight if their identity can't be verified. Ron Taylor reporting.
The first standalone trial from state prosecutors in a stream of lawsuits against Meta getting underway in New Mexico. Jury selection starts Monday. Streaming from an undercover investigation, the case could give states a new legal pathway to go after social media companies. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act would require U.S. citizens to provide proof of citizenship when registering to vote. The SAVE Act, currently under consideration, and its passage could significantly alter the landscape to voter registration in the United States.
The importance with elections is both they're accurate and fair,
but also that people think they're accurate and fair. And as long as illegal immigrants can vote, people aren't going to think that.
Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick believes there are people trying to undermine the integrity of elections.
Two ways you do that is you basically let illegal immigrants vote because they don't have to prove citizenship, and you let them be counted in the census, which creates seats that go to Democrats. Both, I think, are equally problematic, and that's also why I've supported legislation along with Bill Hagerty to make sure that we require verification in the census that someone's a U.S. citizen.
More stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
NFA in this thing. Yeah. I'm actually scheduled to talk to Harmy Dillon in a couple of days, and I'm going to ask her, what's going on? Why is DOJ hanging in there like this? Why don't we just agree that we don't need to have any restrictions on suppressors and
right.
SDRs?
Yeah.
I'll look forward to finding out what she says.
Yeah, I am too. We knew that they would have that interstate commerce argument in their back pocket that they could pull out, and that's kind of a trump card here.
That's the catch-all that they use for everything.
They do.
And it's totally bogus, and I will tell you, I think the Supreme Court is about tired of it.
Oh, I agree with that. It's being overused, right?
Yeah.
It's being applied to everything. They can justify anything if anything moves from state to state.
Not even if the product moved, if the materials that's used to make the product ever moved across the state line, they say, yep, that's federal now.
Yep.
We got control of that.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay, so let's go all the way back to suppressors. Well, first of all, let's back up. Silencer Shop, tell people about your company.
Yes, I mean, really, that's our whole objective is to make the silencer buying process as simple as possible.
Okay.
Right, and that's right now, that's... You know, let's get your forms in, get them submitted, have as minimal weight as possible, no tax, and let's grow this market.
All right, somebody who's never bought a suppressor, explain to them what is involved. I want to buy a suppressor. What am I going to have to do?
The process is actually really straightforward. We've got kiosks all over the country. Go through the kiosk one time.
In gun stores.
In gun stores, yeah.
Okay.
Go through the kiosk one time. That's a one-time deal ever. And then we essentially will review your paperwork. We'll handle the submission to ATF.
The fingerprinting?
The fingerprinting is done at the kiosk.
The photograph?
That's actually done through our mobile app. We have a new version of the kiosk that will do that as well. But you have to update the photo every year, so the mobile app's the better option. So you don't have to go to a kiosk every year.
Basically, you're just making it easy.
The goal is to make this easy. Let's get these forms submitted. Let's grow the industry, and then we can put political pressure on people in Congress.
There you go.
To make
changes. Well, the more people that have them and the more people that want them, the more people are going to speak out. And now you're speaking with a lot more people behind you when you're going into court.
This $0 tax thing could not have happened 15 years ago. The market was too small. Now that getting them out of the NFA, give it another 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. That will happen legislatively if we don't win in the courts.
Is it true that in some European countries, suppressors are just like on hang tags?
Yes.
Something just on the wall? There's nothing to it?
Yep. I go hunting all over the place.
Okay.
And I tell you, you go outside the U.S. and they have a horrible time getting guns. But as soon as they get the gun, they buy the silencer over the counter from a hardware store. And these things are like $10.
Really?
And some of them are impressive.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So if they're $10 there, why are they $600 here?
I think a lot of it is the process. It's NFA. It is an artificial barrier to entry, right, which is going to drive down volumes and drive up price.
Okay, so I think what I hear you saying is if we get to the point where we can drive up volume, then we can drive down price.
And I don't think we'll ever get to $10, but I think we'll be half of where we are.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We'll be priced way less than where it currently is. It's just a lot of, look at the overhead all these companies have in managing the process, right?
Well, okay, talk about that, because the companies that are making them, they have to track every single unit and have to keep records on them for ATF.
Yeah, and it's not just keeping records, it's registering with ATF and telling ATF every time it moves. So when they manufacture one, they have to file a Form 2 with ATF to tell them they manufactured it. When they send it to a distributor, they file a Form 3 and wait for an approval before they can mail it to the distributor. Then the distributor has to file another Form 3, wait for an approval, wait for it to get to the customer.
That's an enormous amount of overhead.
So then the ATF supposedly knows where these cans are at any given time, right? It's a registry.
Good, because we need to know where mufflers are.
Oh,
100%.
I'd feel safer if they knew where all the mufflers were.
Okay, you know, you could literally, I'm going to say this, you could literally unscrew the muffler from your Briggs & Stratton lawnmower and screw it onto your gun.
And it would be effective.
And it would be effective.
Yeah.
And it would be a suppressor.
It would be a suppressor. And it would kill your accuracy.
Yeah. I mean, there's some other side.
There's a problem.
I mean, it's not really a suppressor, but in terms of, okay, at its basic form, a suppressor is just a muffler.
That's right.
But, and this, I'm going to hand this off to you. We are now seeing advances in technology and suppressors that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. 3D printing. If you had asked me 5, 6, 7 years ago if we had kind of hit the limit of what suppressors would do, I would have thought yes. Other than, like, you know, feature stuff, mounting systems were still improving.
Right.
Modular stuff was still getting better. But as far as quietness, blowback, have you seen ambient suppressors?
No.
So ambient just came out this year. You can, like, mag dump through a can that's quiet with low back pressure and then grab the can with your bare hand and
just knock it off. I saw a video on that. That's right. It, how does it not get hot?
Seriously, I do not understand, but I've shot them, and they are magical. Still kind of expensive, right? It's not your mass market product. But for law enforcement, imagine those guys. That's a game changer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or and military.
Military, too.
You know, you go full auto, just dump it, and you can just grab it, unscrew it with your bare hand. And trust me, people, don't do this at home. You try that with a regular suppressor.
You'll get a brand.
You will brand yourself because they get hot. They'll burn you.
That's a fact, yeah.
What else do people need to know about what's going on with the suppressors and silencers now?
You know, really, it's just what we're seeing is so many new entrants into the market. It's driving innovation from the new these new companies, but it's also driving the existing companies to innovate again.
Right.
Competition does that. So I think we'll see a lot of really cool stuff coming out of the big existing manufacturers. We already are. I'm not.
Yeah.
But it's a. Like I said, I think we're on the verge of another golden age in silencers.
What's that going to mean for silencer shop?
Honestly, for us, we'll just stay kind of committed to what our goal has always been. Let's make this as simple as possible, right?
That's your gig.
It is.
You make it easy. I mean, and you're selling suppressors.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. But you just make it easy for people to do it.
That's right.
Do people need to have a trust now?
You know, I would recommend that they do for possession.
Yeah.
So you want to have, you buy a silencer, your wife, your kids, whoever's using it, they want to use it independently. A trust is the way to go.
They're all members of the trust. So anybody who's a member of the trust can use it. Do you help with that?
100%, yeah. And for most people, I'd recommend going with a single-shot trust, which is only the main buyer has to get fingerprinted and photographed. Then after they get approved, they can add anybody they want onto it.
Gotcha.
Super flexible, super easy. It's as easy as an individual with all the benefits of the trust.
What's the website?
SilencerShop.com.
That hard to do, huh? SilencerShop.com.
That's right. That's right.
Dave, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good show.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Don't go far. We'll be right back at the SHOT Show.
One rifle, every reason. The Ruger American Gen 2 is your go-anywhere, do-everything bolt gun. Available in multiple calibers with a smooth bolt, crisp trigger, and modern ergonomics. This is the rifle you grab whether it's deer camp, the back 40, or a quick trip to the range. Accurate, affordable, American. The Ruger American Gen 2. Your hunt starts here.
The latest in guns, gear, and shooting info straight into your inbox? Sign up for the Gun Talk newsletter. Get insider access to reviews, exclusive deals, training tips, and the hottest stories from the range delivered every week. Don't miss out on the news and offers every shooter needs to know. It's fast, free, and easy. Sign up today at GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
Someone leaves you their gun collection, you may want a few, but what do you do with the rest? How do you sell them? Who do you call? Well, I call Johnny Dury at Dury's Guns. Whether you're selling one gun or 500, they'll tell you what it's worth and write you a check. Simple, quick, easy, fair. I trust Dury's Guns. Give them a call. Dury'sGuns.com. Put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting.
Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
Your reticle.
Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk Podcast.
You know, there are a lot of tinkerers in the business. A lot of people call themselves gunsmiths. A lot of people who should not call themselves gunsmiths. That's just the reality of the deal. Sorry, guys. It's just what it is. By the way, I'm Tom Gresham, and we're at the SHOT Show. We're at the Caldwell booth. We appreciate you staying here with us because we're trying to talk to as many people as we can. And, yeah, we talk to manufacturers, but we talk to people who are just in the business and do interesting things. All right, Jerry McNeely, tell me what Sonoran Desert Institute is.
Yeah, so, Tom, thanks for having me on, first off. But Sonoran Desert Institute is a online gunsmithing program. So we take the skills and tools and techniques of a gunsmith and put that in somebody's living room so they can learn right where they're at rather than having to go to a brick-and-mortar school.
How long have you been doing that?
We've had the gunsmithing program for about 26 years now. So we started back in 2000. Yep. We've taught some other things along the way. That has always been a popular one for us. And we're actually, with 2026 starting out, we're actually launching a nice new revamp to our program. So,
how did it get started?
A couple of guys got together and said, hey, we want to do a trades-based program, and we want to take it outside of the four walls. And
you know, with enough beer, you can come up with a good idea, right? Well, all right, so the obvious question is, can somebody really learn to be a gunsmith with online training?
Absolutely, yes. You know, with what happened with COVID, I actually come from an on-ground school. I used to run an on-ground school as well.
Okay.
COVID opened my eyes. My school was closed for 8 months.
Okay.
And so with the creativity and some of the things out in the marketplace now, think about Amazon deliveries. Think about Zoom. Think about some of these things that we now have.
Yeah, we didn't have before.
That we didn't have before or weren't mainstream before. We absolutely can do this now because we can put that classroom in their living room and that lab there, too.
Who is learning to be a gunsmith? Who wants to do this these days?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of veterans, myself.
Oh, okay.
Okay. A lot of veterans are doing it. It's a great way for them to have an outlet that's a hands-on outlet to go out and make a living for their families in the future. We're seeing the younger generation get into it as well. You know, I've had a number of students and graduates come through there, played the video games. Now I want to build them.
No, I would never have thought of that.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Interesting. All right, so what's the market like out there, job market, for a gunsmith these days?
Yeah, it's an interesting market. There's kind of three avenues. Think about any time you've got to maintain something. So really, a gunsmith's just a mechanic for a firearm, right?
Right.
So you think about your law enforcement military population. You've got all these law enforcement departments that have to have some kind of trained individual taking care of those.
They need an armorer.
Yeah, an armorer, a gunsmith taking care of those things.
Okay.
You've got your manufacturers that are building all this stuff. They've got to have a warranty repair department or customization department, right?
Right.
So you've got gunsmiths there.
Okay.
And then you've got, you know, the ranges and the local retail stores that are providing that service to the end customer. Frankly, it's that we're in that world where a lot of people have these great tools. They don't always know how to maintain them. You know, I'm not a car mechanic. I take my car to somebody.
And I'm the world's worst. Everybody who listens to this knows I am not a gunsmith. I'm not a mechanic. You know, when I pick up a screwdriver, my friends call 911. It's that bad.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, I need a gunsmith.
Yeah.
And, you know, typically, I am the guy who brings in the box. And hey, look, all these parts here, we used to be a gun. Could you put it back together for me?
Exactly.
I'm that guy.
Exactly. Yeah, and so and if you think about all the new gun owners and all of the sales of firearms over the last 20, 30 years that we've got data on, it just continues to grow. Well, the cool thing about firearms is, in most cases, there's been a limited few models, but in most cases, they were designed to live forever. And
yes.
So you replace some parts in them,
yes.
But they're designed to go on forever. So they need to be maintained. And it takes those skilled tradespeople to do that.
I tell people, I say, look, name me another consumer product, maybe hand tools, that you buy with the absolute expectation that it will outlive you. You can use it continuously, and you expect it to outlive you. And with firearms, that's just like, well, yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Right? I'll be able to hand this down to my kids and grandkids.
Yeah, watches may be the only other one that I can think of.
But you can only do that if you take care of them.
Correct.
So, I mean, all right, what about custom gunsmithing? Can you enter at this level and then work your way into becoming a true custom gunsmith?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, custom gunsmithing is a desire to do something different in the market, right? And then the audacity to just have the repetition to build it.
Right. To say, I can do something that other people aren't doing.
Yep. And you see a lot of great gunsmiths out there that are custom gunsmiths that were overnight successes when really they've been doing it for 30 years building
well,
up
that yes,
reputation.
That's right. Never heard of him before. Yeah, well, he was doing it. You just didn't hurt. Yeah.
Right.
And you could specialize. You say, okay, I'm a 1911 custom gunsmith.
Right.
I do fine bolt-action rifles.
Yes.
Whatever the area is that is interesting to you.
Yeah, and even some of the other processes. You know, we're seeing kind of a twist in the industry. You know, there was a big push the last probably decade and a half where getting more people into the industry, well, now they've got that feel and that taste for it, and now it's that, how do we customize them? How do we make them better? You know, it's finishes. It's all these kind of things and all these little niches that
sure.
you can get into.
I mean, anything from a trigger job to a Cerakote
correct.
Finishes, whatever. And I just saw the numbers last week, and this is up put out. They said there now are 500 million guns in America. That's a good number. It's a good starting number. You know, but we'd like to double that, but that's okay. But 500 million guns, that means there's a lot of people who have guns that need work.
Well, and keep in mind, that doesn't count in any of the muzzle loaders.
Oh.
And those are all the same concepts, so you still need a smith to take care of those.
Oh, interesting.
So
okay.
The numbers get way bigger.
All right, so what does somebody need to start off? They say, okay, I'm interested. I wanted to sign on to this. What do I need to do?
Easiest way, jump on SDI.edu. Fill out the contact form there and say you're interested in the program.
SDI.edu?
Correct. And somebody will get in contact with you. Other than that, I assume that my students coming to me don't know anything. So we're going to try to start you at the ground level and work you up.
Okay. Does they need to have tools when they start, or are you going to get them started from there?
We're going to get them started from there. We send out tools with each of the classes. There is a small shopping list with our program.
Sure.
That, you know, basic stuff.
Makes sense.
Stuff they likely already have laying around.
Right, yeah.
But we're going to get them taken care of and get the tools that they need. And then, depending on what part of the industry they want to go into, they're going to build on top of that as they go through.
So I got my pipe wrench. Does that help?
That's a start.
Like I say, you don't want me working on your gun, or my gun, or anybody else's gun. You know, but most people are, or at least a lot of people are like me, don't have that mechanical ability. But there are a lot of people who are tinkers who love doing stuff, and they like guns, and they could take that mechanical interest in their interest in guns, put it together. You, too, can become a gunsmith.
Exactly.
That is so cool. You don't have to go someplace and do it now.
You don't.
What's the timeline when you start to finish?
So depending on the program, we've got a pistol smithing program, a handgun specialist program that is as short as 20 weeks. Our other programs get into the 8-month, 16-month range, just depending on what courses you take.
Okay, interesting. What's the cost?
Great question. I'm not going to quote something that's wrong, but SDI.edu has all of that information
on there. Okay, so you know what you're getting into when you start.
Yep.
Okay, good deal. SDI.edu, Sonoran Desert Institute. All right, got that. You can become a gunsmith. That is so cool. And I love the idea of you working with veterans, because there are a lot of veterans who say, you know, I'm not sure what I want to do now. Oh, I can do that. I like guns. I like this stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And another big population that we have is those, what's that second career? What's that thing that I want to do? You know, it's not like a car mechanic where maybe you're working
outside. Yeah, I was a firefighter. I'm a cop. I'm done. I've done that thing. What am I going to do next?
Yep.
Maybe this is the thing.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for sharing this. This is great.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations. This is a great project. I love what you're doing here.
Thanks, Tom.
SDI.edu. All right. Don't go anywhere. I am Tom Gresham. This is Gun Talk. We're at the Caldwell booth here. We appreciate those folks. They're awfully nice. You got to go check out that clay copter thing they've got. It's silly, goofy, and fun, and you're going to want one.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs for veterans with PTSD and TBI, regularly share stories of successful veteran dog partnerships. The nonprofit rescues shelter dogs and trains them specifically to assist veterans. Veterans report reduced reliance on medication, increased confidence, and improved social engagement after completing the program. The organization also advocates for expanded federal support. It's a scalable national model that combines animal rescue with veteran suicide prevention. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too. Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news. For real people. Make the switch today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio. And the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
obviously, this is recorded. We're at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and the show runs Thursday to Friday. So when you hear this, it'll actually be like 4 or 5 days after the fact. But because it is Tuesday today, want to mention something that's going on or actually just happened. And we just happened to bring in the right guy for that. Costas Morris Jones joins us right now. Second Amendment Foundation legal director?
Yes, director of legal research and education.
Oh, okay. That's a long thing there. Okay. Second Amendment attorney. Okay. How's that?
There
you go. All right. So something happened today in the Supreme Court. I'm going to get out of your way. Explain what was going on here.
Sure. So I got up bright and early along with other people in the field this morning to listen to the oral arguments in Wolford v. Lopez. And that is the case concerning Hawaii's what we call the vampire rule, but more properly is known as the default rule, which is that if you have a carry permit, you can't carry on a private business held open to the public unless they have a sign saying you can or they otherwise invite you. So as you may understand, this effectively bans carry everywhere, grocery stores, etc.
Talk about that, because it does, in fact, basically, you can't carry in Hawaii any place that doesn't have a sign that says concealed carry, welcome here.
Correct, or if you get other consent. So Hawaii does allow. You can stand outside and yell, hey, I have a gun. Can I come in?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Exactly.
That's got to go over well. Mm-hmm. So it is basically a ban. They say, well, we have concealed carry. Yeah, but you can't go anywhere with it. You can't do anything with it. And in most states, it's the other way around, where you can go everywhere unless it is prohibited.
Yeah. In fact, it was in all states until Bruin. So after Bruin.
Oh, this is a Bruin reaction.
Yeah. So the first state to pass this law, and then others copied it, was New York. And Governor Hochul was literally asked, where are people going to be allowed to carry? And she said, and I quote, I guess some streets and sidewalks. Maybe the street is what she said. So the intention of these laws is to discourage you from exercising your right to carry. Because if you can't carry at the Starbucks or the grocery store or whatever else, all these businesses held open to the public, that's where people go most of the time, is private property held open to the public. That's where we spend most of our time, other than parks and such. So it is effectively designed
and there
to
will
carry.
Be people who will say, well, if it's a private business, they should be able to keep people from carrying, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't contend. If the private business owner wants to not allow you to carry, that's the final word. They get the final say.
Okay.
Our problem is the government can't come in and exercise that right for them and say, oh, we're going to switch the default. So that's Hawaii's argument, basically. They say, oh, no, we're not infringing the Second Amendment. We're just saying that we respect property rights, and if the property owner wants to allow guns, they just have to say so. But this would never pass in any other context. I couldn't
imagine the First Amendment.
Yeah, so that came up in today's oral arguments. Imagine if one of the justices asked if it was a racial-based one, say, oh, no, we don't dislike black people. We're just going to have a law where they can't enter unless you give affirmative consent.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
It'd be ridiculous. So it's only for the Second Amendment.
And it's funny you mentioned that. People are going to say, where are you going with this, Tom? Actually, one of the arguments that Hawaii is making is they're referring back to a Louisiana law which was designed to be used against blacks.
Yeah, so in 1865, Louisiana, which was then the defeated territory of Louisiana, it wasn't even a state because it was a former state in rebellion, they passed a law basically saying that freedmen cannot carry in private businesses held open to the public unless they get consent. So that was, I guess, an original vampire rule. And it only applied to freedmen, and the governor later admitted it was only ever intended to apply to freedmen. It was part of their black codes. And astonishingly, today, Hawaii argued that while black codes are racist, that law was one of the good ones. They literally
said...
Wait.
That was one of the good racist laws?
Yeah. They say it's not racist because the Reconstruction Congress didn't affirmatively strike it down. But, of course, just because they overlooked something, it doesn't mean it's not racist.
Were you able to listen in on the arguments today?
Yes, I listened to the whole thing.
All right. What was your... And look, we understand it is treacherous to say this is what I think is going on, what the court might do. But you do kind of get a sense, at least some of the justices, how they were reacting to the arguments.
Yeah, so I think, as you say, it's always risky to predict. That said, I can say with as much confidence as I can in making a prediction, so I could still be wrong, I think this is going to be a 6-3 case. I think we're going to win. There's an outside, very narrow chance that maybe we peel off Kagan 7-2 on a. I'm not saying it's likely. It's unlikely. But she did have a couple of questions there to Hawaii, which makes me think a narrow concurrence, not that she's going to go as far as the Conservatives, but a narrow concurrence is maybe possible. I don't hold me to that. I think 6-3 is more likely.
Okay, bottom line it for us, what would a win in this case mean?
So a win, the most narrow possible ruling, which unfortunately might be the most likely, the Supreme Court just says no vampire rules, Hawaii can't pass the law, but goes no further. So this very worst abuse is killed off, and these states can't do it anymore. I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court will see all these other cases on sensitive places and say, you know what, we need to go a little bit further and better define when you can and can't have these gun-free zones, you know. So I'm hoping they go, even though this wasn't strictly a sensitive place, this case, because it dealt with this default rule, I'm hoping they'll give more guidance and go broader than just the vision of this case, because otherwise we're going to have lots more for them to decide very soon.
All right, let me take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to describe or explain what you're talking about, the sensitive places, because that's another one of the Bruin reactions, if you will, because the gun ban states, once Bruin was passed, they said, well, yeah, well, watch this. We're going to show you. Well, now we're having to fight that battle. We're talking with Costas Morris from the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm Tom Gresham. This is Gun Talk. We'll be right back.
Smith & Wesson Model 1854 is now chambered in .45-70. More power, more punch, more ready than ever for the backcountry. With a 20-inch stainless barrel, large loop lever for gloved hands, and that legendary Smith & Wesson smooth action, this lever gun is built to run hard and hit harder. Add in a flat face trigger and classic walnut stock, and you've got a rifle that honors 170 years of American craftsmanship.
Owning, shooting, and carrying firearms is your responsibility. Range Ready Studios offers gun training classes taught by top-level instructors with real-world experience. Range Ready delivers basic and advanced classes for pistol and rifle. We also offer a ladies-only handgun course. All these training classes at Range Ready prepare you to use your gun and win the fight. Find us at RangeReadyStudios.com to learn more.
Black Hills Ammunition is now loading a 300 PRC round with the excellent Hornady 212 grain ELDX hunting bullet. The new PRC eliminates the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increases the body diameter. The 300 PRC 212 ELDX travels at over 2,850 feet per second with 3,824 foot pounds of energy. The result is an optimum combination of accuracy and game stopping performance. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Looking for real talk about guns, gear, and the shooting lifestyle? Then tune in to Gun Talk Nation. Each week, your host, me, Ryan Gresham, sits down with industry insiders, trainers, and everyday shooters to bring you the stories, news, insights you won't hear anywhere else. Whether it's the latest innovations, pro tips for the range, or the hot topics everyone's buzzing about, you'll find it here. Subscribe now to Gun Talk Nation, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're in the belly of the beast. I'm at the SHOT Show. 900,000 square feet of guns and gun stuff here. Costas Morris joins us right now from the Second Amendment Foundation. Your first SHOT Show.
It is, and I'm positively overwhelmed. I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to do. So, yeah.
Well, you're going to figure it out in about 10 years.
good. At least there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But, no, it's amazing.
I mean, you just kind of walked into just a little bit of it,
yeah.
So far. You have no idea how large this is.
No, I don't. It goes on and on.
As large as this hall is where we are, there are many other halls like this.
That's insane.
There's another floor below us full. You got the law enforcement section over there, which is massive. And now they've opened a bridge that goes across to an annex, and then you got Caesar's Palace. We've expanded into that. I tell people it's like trying to describe the Grand Canyon to someone who's never seen it.
It's incredible. If I didn't know any better, I'd say guns are pretty popular, huh?
Yeah, you think? It's unbelievable. My only advice to you is just remember it is a marathon, not a sprint, and you can wear yourself out. You're in the desert. It's dry. Hydrate and just, you know, because SHOT Show will beat you up.
I can tell already. I've only been here a couple hours, but I can tell that that's the case. But thanks. So I'll do my best.
Okay. So when we left this story, you mentioned something about sensitive places, cases. Where does that phrase come from?
Sure. So in Heller, when the Supreme Court first finally definitively recognized that the Second Amendment protects an individual right, they also had this throwaway line. Well, it's not so throwaway, but they had a line about all these permissively, presumptively lawful measures. And one of them was, banning carry in government buildings and schools and other sensitive places. So that's where the whole thing comes from, is that Supreme Court said there's something called sensitive places where carry can be restricted, that are exempted from the general right to public carry. And what's happened now is states have, because of Bruin, these same states that didn't want to issue permits are now going crazy with that. They're just saying everything's sensitive.
Bruin says, all right, you have to issue permits.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, we can issue permits, but we don't like concealed carry. So we're going to name basically the universe as a sensitive place where we could prohibit carry.
Absolutely, yeah. I do mean everything. So parks, playgrounds, any place that serves alcohol, even if you're not drinking.
Times Square.
They just said all of Times Square is a sensitive place. Zoos, museums, stadiums. Libraries. I can't think of all of them. When we sued California over it, maybe Bonta Assaf case, similar to the Wolford case, there was 26 categories of places plus the vampire rule, which is its own category. So they've basically narrowed it down to just some streets and sidewalks. So you can carry if you want to go out for a walk and don't actually want to go anywhere in particular, I suppose.
So it's a ban on concealed carry.
Effectively, yes. Yeah. They make it pointless so you don't bother.
What are we doing about that?
So SAF and others have sued in a case called Mavie Bonta and other cases like Coons and against New Jersey.
There are a number of cases.
There's a number of cases. And we've had some mixed success. So other than in Hawaii, we've killed the vampire rule everywhere. Just this morning, as Wolford was being argued, the Fourth Circuit also said that the vampire rule Maryland's is unconstitutional.
Really?
Yeah. And unfortunately, the rest of the ruling was garbage. I will cover it once I'm home from SHOT Show. But,
okay.
But they upheld most of the rest of the places, but so SAF has had mixed success in California. We got a number of places enjoined, including shared parking lots, banks, and a few other public transportation and a few others. But right now we're really waiting on the Third Circuit because they're taking the Coons case en banc, and they're much more conservative.
What case is that?
That's New Jersey's ban on sensitive places, supposed sensitive places.
Okay.
And so they'll create a circuit split most likely, and then the Supreme Court will, unless they give some good guidance in Wolford, like I'm hoping for, we'll have to decide these issues.
Yeah. It is frustrating to those of us who are not lawyers and don't work with this, how slowly this stuff moves.
I'm a lawyer, and it's frustrating to me. I live in California, so it's not like I'm off in Montana or something. Who cares? We'll get to it. No, this directly affects me. I can't legally take my daughter to a playground without caring right now. I have a 3-year-old, and that's absurd. Believe me, I'm angry about it, and I get so frustrated with how the courts are. So that's not a lawyer thing. That's anybody who cares about their rights should be frustrated.
Okay, so we got another case that the Supreme Court's going to hear this year, Second Amendment case. What is that?
So that's Hamani, U.S. v. Hamani. It's a criminal case, and that concerns the simplest form of it is he's a marijuana user who was caught in possession of a gun, and the government's saying they can disarm him. The more longer story is the government chose the most ridiculous case. Like, this guy supposedly has ties to Iranian terrorists. He's a drug dealer, all this stuff. So it's not just the simple marijuana case.
And that's what they do. They want the least attractive defendant in this. So they say, well, how could you possibly be in favor of this guy who's such a bad guy being able to have a gun? You go, yeah, but we understand what you're doing here.
Yeah.
They actually made sure this was the case that moved forward when there were other more sympathetic people.
Yes, and they did that on purpose. And part of what our amicus brief argues, because we're working on one now that we're going to submit next week, is that the court should ignore all these other things. So the government's brief opens by talking about these ties to Iran, this drug dealing. Problem is, they've only charged him with possession of a gun while being a marijuana user. So they talk about all this stuff.
Everything else is extraneous.
They never charged him. So maybe he is an Iranian terrorist. I don't know. But they haven't charged him with it. So if they wanted to charge him with that, they could have, and they didn't.
So the United States, if you are a user of marijuana, you are prohibited from owning a gun.
Yes. If you are currently a user of the drug or addicted to any controlled substance, which includes marijuana, even if it's legal in your state, you may not possess a firearm. Now, I understand that just this morning, they put out a proposed rulemaking that would narrow that definition. I haven't read it all yet, but that could dramatically change things. This has been a crazy news day while I'm at SHOT Show.
Yeah, the first day of SHOT Show on the Tuesday, which people will hear this on Sunday and after that. And actually, there may be more information there, and they could follow you on X
over
there, because you're posting a lot of information all the time. I'm trying to pick it up and do as much as I can, because this stuff is happening daily at this point. It's pretty crazy. And also, of course, go to SAF.org.
Yes.
You've got a lot of information over there, segment. That's good stuff. I'll tell you what, another thing that we're working on right now is getting more people involved, because what you're doing, it's worthwhile, takes a long time, but it really takes a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it's crazy amount of money it takes to do these cases. Best way for people to support that is what? Join SAF? Donate to SAF?
You absolutely. I encourage you to join SAF and follow our work. But the most important thing you can do besides supporting us selfishly is talk to your friends about this. We're seeing how politics influences us. Virginia is about to become California because of elections. So SAF does its best on the court fronts, but try and put me out of work. Try and stop these laws from passing so we don't
need to. If we win elections, none of it matters. We're going to win everything else. Hold on. We'll be right back here. We're talking with Coach Desmoros from the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm Tom Gresham, and this is Gun Talk.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Receiving standard care alone. Participants also reported improvements in anxiety, depression, and social functioning. Researchers noted that service dogs help interrupt panic episodes, reduce hypervigilance, and provide constant emotional grounding. The findings offer strong scientific backing for integrating service dogs into veteran mental health care.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Back with you, we're talking with Costas Morales. Costas, we have a number of cases that have been appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, Second Amendment cases. I mean, it's not like one or two, it's like a whole passel of them, and they keep getting continued, or they're doing conferences on them, and just like, it feels like they're kicking this can down the road.
Yeah. And it's frustrating because, especially for us at the Second Amendment Foundation, we have 5 pending cert petitions. So every week we wake up and find out if they're going to execute us or not,
right.
You know, deny review. Just this morning, they, not to any of our cases, but they did deny a couple of cases concerning whether fraud from 15 years ago or something, Zerka, I think is the case, is enough to disarm someone, and they didn't take that case. So, so far, they keep punting on the big issues, which to us are the assault weapons cases, 18 to 20 bans, and finally the public transportation carry ban, which we're also doing. So we'll just have to see what they do and don't decide to take.
Aren't we almost at the end of the season when they will accept a case?
Yeah, I can't remember the exact date. I think it might be this week's conference is the last chance to accept it for this term. That doesn't mean the cases are denied. They might hold them longer and grant them later for next term. They might hold them over the summer and grant them later. That's rare, but they do it from time to time. And that's important to Californians because one of the cases, although it's not a SAP case, is Duncan V. Bono with my old colleagues over at CRPA. And that case concerns California's magazine ban. And that one's important because if that judgment becomes final, that it's currently stayed pending the cert petition, but if it becomes final, people like me are going to have to turn in our magazines that are over 10 rounds that we got during Freedom Week. So in SAF's amicus brief, I literally told the Supreme Court, hey, even if you don't want to grant this case, maybe you want another one, just hold it forever until you decide a case.
Okay, because there was a weird one-week window when
yes.
It was legal for Californians to buy standard capacity magazines, and they bought them by the millions, maybe by the tens of millions, and they're perfectly illegal for you to have now.
Yes.
But could go away and you could end
up... Yeah, so if the Duncan ruling becomes final, then those become illegal. We'll probably get some window of time from California DOJ where they tell us either turn them in, take them out of state, or destroy them. You know, they'll probably give us 30 to 90 days, but the point is, we don't want this decision to become final. The Supreme Court either has to intervene or has to hold the case until they decide a similar case and reverse
these cases
it.
That they're holding on to right now, they have not decided, they haven't gotten rid of them, have denied them, but they haven't accepted them. Do they have to take an affirmative action to carry them over?
I don't know what the exact rules are, and the Supreme Court rules are always confusing. I'll have to look that up for you. I don't want to give you a bad answer, but I think they can just hold them over the summer without any... If they don't deny them or grant them, then they just stay on the docket.
Because Justice Kavanaugh said a year ago, he says, well, we're going to have to take up Second Amendment cases in the next term or two. Well, this was the term, so
yeah.
Next term would be the two. I mean, I know we can't exactly hold them to that, but it's something that we're all thinking about.
Yes, and I think he did mean this is going to be sooner rather than later, so it probably won't be this year now, but hopefully it'll be next year. And he was talking specifically about AR-15 cases, so we'll have to see what they decide to do. We're very hopeful that they'll find the
result. And the thing that none of us wants to talk about out loud is we're all watching the clock because Justice Clarence Thomas may retire at some point. He's getting older. Who knows what's going on? I mean, and we definitely want him there.
Yeah, we do want him there for that, but I would encourage Justice Thomas to take a long, hard look at Justice Jackson and ask if that's who he wants to replace him someday. So he's got to do...
Don't even get me started.
He's got it. I hope him and Justice Alito give serious thought to retiring, not because we don't love them. We do love them, but we want them replaced by solid conservatives before the Senate is up for election.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Costas Morales, thank you so much. SAF.org.
SAF.org.
For Second Amendment Foundation, and if you're not a member, shame on you. You need to join. I'm just going to say that that's me, not him, saying that. If I believe in it that much. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you being here. We are having a ball at the SHOT Show. Tell you what, next week we'll bring you more from the SHOT Show because there's a whole lot more to cover. I'm Tom Gresham. This is Gun Talk. Go out and do some shooting and be safe out there.
C. 60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark is volunteering to restore her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Some of America's traditional allies now forging some new partnerships with Beijing. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Over the past few weeks, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been hosting several Western leaders who are seeking improved relations with the world's second largest economy. The list of allies includes the Canadian and British prime ministers. Germany's chancellor is also expected to visit Beijing. These American partners are exploring opportunities with China following clashes with President Trump over tariffs and his demands to take over Greenland from NATO ally Denmark. The president has warned that it's dangerous for U.S. allies to do that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Homeland Security will no longer intervene in protests in Democratic-led cities. More on that story now from correspondent Donna Warder.
President Donald Trump says he has told Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to not intervene in protests in Democrat-led cities unless local authorities ask for federal help. This amid increased criticism over his administration's immigration crackdown.
The crime-ridden cities are all Democrat-run cities. And if they want help, they have to ask for it. Because if we go in, all they do is complain.
But Trump writes on his Truth social media site, quote, "We will, however, guard and very powerfully so any and all federal buildings that are being attacked by these highly paid lunatics, agitators, and insurrectionists," end quote. Donna Warder, Washington.
Well, late in the week, the Senate voted to fund most of the government through the end of September while carving out a temporary extension for Homeland Security funding, giving Congress some 2 weeks to debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids across the country. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
A storm may have played a role in the sinking of a fishing vessel.
Begun, but the Coast Guard Search and Rescue Coordinator, Tim Jones, says sea spray combined with a bitter cold may have been a factor.
As the sea spray covers over the boat, and then it quickly freezes when it hits the cold metal,
posing a grave danger to the fully loaded Lily Jean and her crew of seven.
As it upsets the riding arm of the ship, and makes it more likely to potentially capsize.
A sudden event that experts say may be why the crew had no time to issue a mayday. Coast Guard audio, courtesy of WBZ in Boston. Bob Agner reporting.
Damon Wilson, the actor who played the son on the sitcom Sanford and Son, has died. He was 79. Wilson's Lamont character was the subject of endless insults from Red Fox. Wilson, by the way, was a combat veteran in Vietnam. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, the government says that U.S. life expectancy rose to its highest mark in American history in its latest report.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report life expectancy rose to 79 years in 2024. The increase is due not only to the easing of the COVID-19 pandemic, but also to declining death rates from heart disease, cancer, and drug overdoses, some of the nation's top killers. Preliminary statistics suggest a continued improvement in 2025. Life expectancy is an estimate of the average number of years a baby born in a given year might expect to live, based on death rates at that time. It's also a fundamental measure of a population's health.
That is correspondent Marcella Sanchez. Researchers at Washington State University are now using collar cams to study grizzly bears. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What they found, counterintuitively, consumption of high-fat cheese was associated with a reduced risk of all-cause dementia compared with lower intake of high-fat cheese. And there's this thing that predisposes people to Alzheimer's disease. It's the so-called Alzheimer's gene, known as APOE4. And it is thought that for those people, in particular, it's important to follow an ultra-low-fat diet. But here's what they found. There was actually an inverse association between high-fat cheese and Alzheimer's disease among the APOE4 non-carriers. So the more high-fat cheese, the less Alzheimer's disease, even in those people who are highly prone to dementia. They have a higher risk because of the APOE carrier status. And they found that compared with no consumption, individuals consuming 20 grams of high-fat cream, perish the thought, that's 30% fat, had a 16% lower risk of all-cause dementia. So, that's kind of interesting. They also comment that there was a recent trial of something called the MIND diet. That's an acronym. I don't know what it stands for, but the MIND diet, which was a low-fat, plant-based diet, did not significantly improve cognitive function or brain imaging outcomes compared with a controlled diet. So in the MIND diet, cheese was categorized as an unhealthy food to limit, because under the cholesterol hypothesis, it's high in fat. It's high in saturated fat in particular and high in cholesterol. There was a previous study, a Finnish study, that showed a 28% lower dementia risk with higher cheese intake. A study in England, the UK Biobank study, found that consuming cheese at least once a week was linked to a lower dementia risk compared with no consumption. And so they comment here in the discussion, while high-fat and low-fat dairy products have been differentially associated with the risk of all-cause cardiovascular disease and cancer mortality, in other words, they're saying that it's kind of controversial, the linkage between high-fat and high-cholesterol dairy products and the risk of cardiovascular disease. Some studies absolutely exonerate high-fat foods from causing heart disease and cancer. But, you know, as it so happens, some studies pro, some studies con. So when they look at why that might be the case, why might that be the case? By the way, the amount of cheese that was thought to be the right amount of cheese to prevent dementia, 50 grams per day, that equates to 2 slices of cheddar cheese or a half cup of shredded cheese. And so what they say here is that in some studies, cheese has been causally associated with a lower risk of diabetes and hypertension, both of which are risk factors for dementia. Why that might be? It might be that eating higher fat food displaces the appetite for carbohydrates, which we know drive obesity. Yeah, so you eat more high-fat foods, less in the way of carbs, maybe less obesity, maybe less hypertension, diabetes. Those are known causes of dementia. We speculate also, the researchers say in this study, that other nutrients, for example, vitamin K2, could play a role in the protection afforded by high-fat cheese. And there are actually indeed some studies that suggest that vitamin K2, not only helpful for bone, not only helpful for heart, but also may protect the brain. So here's where it gets complicated, because you might say, well, people who eat cheese, they're different. They're different in some ways. They say in the study, they admit that it's possible that a higher high-fat cheese intake might be a surrogate marker for a healthier diet, lifestyle, better health condition. Maybe people who can afford expensive cheeses, they're better off socioeconomically. They did find that individuals with high-fat cheese intake were more likely to be current or past smokers with higher alcohol consumption and lower diet quality. So you might actually think that might actually move it in the opposite direction. You know, the high-fat cheese intake being a marker of smoking or drinking too much or poor diet quality. But they corrected for these factors. They corrected for these factors. They adjusted their ways to adjust for these factors in a statistical analysis. And they say, therefore, the likelihood of protective confounding factors being specific to high-fat cheese intake but unrelated to the intake of other high-fat foods is low. And so interesting study that seems to exonerate high-fat dairy, at least from the standpoint of the risk of dementia. They say, by contrast, adverse associations have been seen between dementia risk and a refined carbohydrate-rich diet or a Western dietary pattern. And here, there was no such interaction observed for cheese. So, they also found that butter intake, interestingly, butter intake was positively associated with Alzheimer's disease risk. So not all dairy fats are good, but, here's the but, among individuals with high diet quality, the relationship was reversed. It was inversely associated with the risk of all-cause dementia. In other words, if you're on a crappy diet and you consume a lot of butter, it's going to add to your Alzheimer's disease risk. Why? Because it's simply a lot of fat and a lot of calories, and yeah, that drives Alzheimer's disease risk. But if you're following a high-quality diet, maybe you're eating a lot of high-quality fresh fruits and vegetables, good quality animal protein, limiting your refined carbohydrates and ultra-processed foods, eating butter is okay. In fact, eating butter was protective against dementia. So they say that butter consumption might be protective when included in an overall healthy diet, whereas in a diet already high in fat, it may simply add to the caloric burden. So in conclusion, higher intake of high-fat cheese and high-fat cream was associated with a lower risk of all-cause dementia, and that even held true for people with high risk for Alzheimer's disease, people who carry the APOE4 gene. Interesting study, and it kind of validates the flipping of the dietary pyramid that has recently happened with the new dietary guidelines. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
Many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to deerhopinstore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHopmanStore.com, DearHopmanStore.com. If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever Urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant all year long. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. Don't let another year go by feeling less than your best. Grab 35% off your one-month subscription of MitoPure gummies at timeline.com/Hoffman35. That's timeline.com/Hoffman35 for 35% off your subscription.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, directed by Jeffrey Taylor, is coming to the Riverfront Playhouse. This fast-paced farce uncorks a barrel of laughs as undercover reporters, mistaken identities, and secret wine-making nuns turn a quiet convent upside down. See Drinking Habits January 23rd through February 8th at the Riverfront Playhouse downtown. Tickets are available now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. This message is brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts businesses.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As I said before, 877-726-8255 is your passport into the doctor's office. You can call and you'll be prompted to record a question, and that question will be read aloud by me on this program, and I'll answer it. So let's hear our first question.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm a 62-year-old woman, weighs 120 pounds, and I've had a hiatal hernia for 2 years, which has caused significant GERD. Famotidine and the DGL tablets have limited success. I was wondering what your opinion was on surgery for hiatal hernia. It is a small hernia, but it still causes me problems. I thank you for your input.
Okay, so let's talk hiatal hernia. Hiatal hernia is like other hernias in the body, like an inguinal hernia. It's kind of an out-pocketing of tissue, like a rupture of tissue that may push past an opening. And yes, there is an opening in your esophagus, and a hiatal hernia means when the stomach contents push up into the esophagus, they push upward, and that may cause reflux of stomach contents, and the stomach is highly acidic, and that acidic can, the acidic burn can cause irritation, inflammation, and discomfort. That sometimes occurs when people are very overweight, but you at 120 pounds, I mean, unless you're, 4'6", you're probably not really overweight. There's not a lot of pressure from your abdomen pushing the hernia up. We sometimes recommend weight loss for that. But do you know what the incidence of hiatal hernia is in 62-year-old women, in people over 60? It's actually the majority of people have detectable hiatal hernias. So it's not like a weird thing, and most people do fine with hiatal hernias. They're not symptomatic because of the hiatal hernia. And what's being proposed is that you get a type of surgery called a Nissen fundoplication, which is they go in laparoscopically and they kind of stitch up your esophagus, or actually the diaphragm, so that they push the hernia back down into place, and the thought is that that may alleviate your discomfort. The success rate on that is actually pretty high in terms of alleviating heartburn and alleviating discomfort. But after several years, the success rate of that is about 60%. What I have found in my practice is that there's some people who are like you, advised to get surgery for a hiatal hernia, the Nissen fundoplication surgery that stitches it up. And with a diet change and with the right kind of treatment, they get better. Now, you are trying DGL. That's a good thing. Famotidine, that's a weak acid blocker. One of the advantages of having a surgery is that after the surgery, if it works, you don't depend on these powerful proton pump inhibitors that long-term have adverse side effects like osteoporosis and other types of problems. So, the surgery is an option, but you might want to see a nutritionally oriented physician for a comprehensive evaluation of your diet and to see if you're on the right track for alleviating heartburn that may bother you. Because hiatal hernia may not be the cause of the problem. It may be related to the food that you're eating. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, back with more in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
As students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think
since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to, like, get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do, like, a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find, like, with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff?
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Kids don't just bring home homework. They bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them. They spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
With T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering to restore her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We're taking your calls, interspersed with some health news. And here's some bad health news. This is really scary news. This is a new study from JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, that looks at the prevalence of obesity in the U.S. And it is really soaring. In 1990, that wasn't that long ago. It seems like a really long time ago. But for me, 1990 was midlife for me. Just 19.3% of the U.S. adult population was obese. Now get this. By 2022, this had increased to 42.5%. I'll repeat that. In 1990, 19.3%. In 2022, 42.5%. That's almost a threefold increase, right? A 2.5-fold increase, over twofold increase in obesity. By 2035, this is forecasted to increase to 47%. So it's gone up and up and up. And they say the prevalence of obesity in the United States has risen sharply over the past decades. And they break it down. In 2022, there were an estimated 107 million adults living with obesity in the United States. That is an increase from just 35 million in 1990. So from 35 million to 107 million. And now we have 107 million, or probably a little more since that was 3 years ago. By 2035, this is projected to increase to 126 million of the adult population. And there's differences according to age, sex, and nationality and ethnic group. In whites, non-Hispanic white males, 40% obesity. But for non-Hispanic black females, that's the Oprah category, and she just wrote a book on losing weight with new drugs, 57%. So the majority non-Hispanic females are coping with obesity. The prevalence also varied by age, with obesity prevalence highest among middle-aged adults, and sometimes people shrink as they get old. You know, if you're like 80 or 90, you know, you sometimes shrink. There were large increases in the youngest adult ages, especially for females. So this is a really dire prediction, and these statistics are just horrendous. In light of that, a new study is raising alarms over the long-term use of GLP-1 drugs, because we believe we've found the solution to this, that we now have GLP-1 drugs. There's several that are available. The costs are coming down. And we have a new raft of even more effective GLP-1 drugs. One drug, it was amazing, over a period of, I think it was just 18 months, it could help reduce body mass by 22%. So that you can lose a quarter of your body mass by taking this for a short period of time. But in spite of that, a new study is raising alarms over the long-term use of GLP-1 drugs. Headline here, Ozempic, Mounjaro, and Zepbound can help people lose weight fast, but once the drugs stop, the weight often comes rushing back, according to a new study. They actually evaluated this. The fact remains, about half of people with obesity stop using GLP-1 drugs within a year. The factors include cost, they include side effects, and some people just get tired of eating correctly. They just, you know, they just want to, you know, like, hey, it's Christmas or it's whatever, you know, and it's the summer and I want to eat what I want. And they just get tired of these drugs that make them lose interest in food. So on average, they say, individuals regained about 0.4 kilograms per month after stopping medication. That translates to about a pound per month. And based on these trends, body weight and key risk markers for diabetes and heart disease were projected to return to pre-treatment levels in under 2 years. In fact, in 1.7 years. So it doesn't take long to get back to square one. The study found that weight regain after stopping medication happened much faster than after weight loss achieved through diet and physical activity. So we know about yo-yo dieting. And before the advent of these medications, people, you know, gained and lost tons of weight. But it's different when you're on these drugs because the weight loss is artificial. And when the weight loss is rapid and artificial, the weight regain happens much faster. In fact, the pace of regain, get this, was nearly four times higher, regardless of how much weight a person initially lost. According to the researchers, this evidence suggests that despite success of these drugs in achieving initial weight loss, these drugs alone may not be sufficient for long-term weight control. Duh. Duh. Based on these findings, the authors of the study conclude this evidence cautions against short-term use of weight management medications, emphasizes the need for further research into cost-effective strategies for long-term weight control, and reinforces the importance of primary prevention. The study findings, they say, cast doubt on the notion that GLP-1 receptor agonists are a perfect cure for obesity. They also say that people taking GLP-1 receptor agonists should be aware of the high discontinuation rate and the consequences of cessation of medications. Healthy diet and lifestyle practices should remain the foundation for obesity treatment and management with medications such as GLP-1 receptor agonists used merely as adjuncts. And these healthy dietary and lifestyle practices not only help prevent excess weight gain, but can also lead to numerous health benefits that go beyond weight control. Just merely losing pounds, you're going to get some benefits in terms of heart, brain, liver, joints. But if you eat a healthy diet and you exercise, you're going to get, if you do it the natural way, you're going to see some real and lasting benefits. Okay, this item. If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, well, there's some good news, and it starts with one simple daily habit. And it's a habit that I have undertaken, MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. And I've looked at the research, and it is very, very rigorous and convincing. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant all year long, boost your cellular energy, and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine, which you should anyway. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has gone through the roof. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. Don't let another year go by feeling less than your best. Grab 35% off your one-month subscription of MitoPure gummies at timeline.com/Hoffman35. That's timeline.com/Hoffman35 for 35% off your one-month subscription. So this item is something that I do every day. I try to, you know, I'm looking for that little bit of a dessert thing late at night. You know, sometimes I'm watching Netflix and you want a little bedtime snack. So I grab some blueberries. And by the way, blueberries, super expensive here in New York, especially in the winter. I got a large container. I always insist on organic blueberries because I don't want all the pesticides and herbicides and chemical preservatives that they put on blueberries to keep them from rotting away in transit to New York. They're expensive. I think it was, I paid like $9.99 for a medium-sized container of blueberries. It lasted me like two or three servings. But this study pertains to wild blueberries. and wild blueberries. By the way, winter supplies in northern cities come from Peru, Chile, and Mexico, and they're shipped, you know, on planes. And you can get wild blueberries frozen. But it turns out the study was discussed at a symposium in Bar Harbor, Maine. Maine is a big producer of wild blueberries. New Jersey is actually the largest blueberry producing state in the United States. So they found benefits in terms of blood vessel function. Research suggests that wild blueberries may support endothelial function, which is how well blood vessels relax and respond to stimuli. Research showed changes within hours of a single serving, but other studies report benefit after regular intake over weeks or months. Gut microbiome changes. It may be that the microbial byproducts of the blueberry polyphenols may account for as much as 40% of the active compounds found in blood after consuming wild blueberries. And they looked at stool samples from folks who consumed wild blueberry powder. They found increases in beneficial bifidobacteria species, which are contributors to various cardiometabolic effects. Cognitive performance improvements were observed in areas such as thinking speed and memory. There was meaningful improvement in blood pressure, blood sugar control, and the lipid markers with total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and triglyceride following weeks of wild blueberry consumption. So they say what makes wild blueberries remarkable is they contain numerous polyphenols and nutrients and don't appear to exert their health benefits through just one mechanism. They may support multiple biological pathways relevant to cardiometabolic health, from blood vessel function to inflammation, oxidative stress. And so there you have it. Most wild blueberries sold frozen, so even in the winter you can get them. And I suggest that you add them to your dietary repertoire. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
If you follow my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash-frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract a pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Ipsy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Ipsy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Ipsy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Ipsy, I-S-S-E. Really, Ipsy.com.
You've heard T-Mobile is the best network in America. Now the customers officially confirm it. The J.D. Power 2026 U.S. Wireless Network Quality Study ranks T-Mobile highest for customer satisfaction in 5 out of 6 regions, the first time in company history. In today's fast-paced world, enhanced and high-performing mobile connectivity matters more than ever, whether you're at home, at work, or on the move. When it comes to faster speeds, lower latency, and stronger voice performance, customers continue to choose T-Mobile. That performance is driven by the nation's largest 5G network, backed by the most towers and a world-class engineering team. T-Mobile is not slowing down, with a network built for wherever you go. This recognition by J.D. Power is no accident. It follows Ookla naming T-Mobile the best network in 2025. Based on data from 500 million real-world tests on millions of devices. To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And it is unusually cold here in the Northeast. I'm in New York City, and we had a big snow dump, but that's not the worst of it because the low temperatures persisted. And I woke up this morning, and I looked at the temperature on my app, and it was 4 degrees outside. And we have been having some single-digit lows here in New York. I can't remember such a long, sustained period of low temperatures here in New York, and I've been here for 50 years. And so as a result of that, I've been trying to power my way through it, and I continue my exercise, and then I went outside. I went to a concert the other night and had to tramp through snow, and you walk different on ice, and climbing the snowbanks put a little extra strain on my back. And in addition to my regular exercise and then climbing over the snowbanks and then trying to walk tentatively, you know, a little more carefully on the icy pavement, my back went into spasm. And so how do you handle that? Well, the way I handled it was the next morning I got up, I went to the gym. I wanted to exercise inside because it was really cold that morning. And I walked on the treadmill for a mile, and then I did some stretching exercises. And within 48 hours, it's all good. You know, my back is a little stiff, but yeah, I powered through it. And so there's some new think on how to recover from injuries. You know, the RICE paradigm, rest, immobilization, compression, and elevation is a strategy that was developed by Gabe Merkin. The RICE acronym was coined in 1978 by sports medicine physician Gabe Merkin, who has even now acknowledged that newer evidence suggests that other approaches are more effective. So instead of RICE, think POLICE. That's an acronym which it's a little complicated here. So think they're keeping the ICE part, which is ICE, compression, and elevation for an injury, but they want to add an O and an L, which stand for optimal loading or putting stress on tissues to induce the cellular changes that optimize recovery. And the way my personal trainer, you know, I work out with a personal trainer once a week, and he's a martial arts guy. He's had virtually every conceivable injury in the world because he's pretty beat up. But when we talk about injuries, he says it's important to put a little blood into your tissue. Now, you don't want to, you know, overdo it because if you really have a tear or some severe injury, you don't want to exacerbate it. But researchers are saying, and this is according to an article in Scientific American, February 2026 now, they say resting an injury can alleviate pain and may be necessary in the short term, especially for injuries such as muscle tears, which might be exacerbated by movement. In most cases, however, limiting movement does not promote healing. In fact, immobilization causes muscles to weaken and lose stability. An injured body part that is immobilized for too long is more likely to move from acute to chronic pain, that is pain that lasts more than 3 months. So they found this with back injuries. Absolutely. They tell you, don't just lie down. You know, they used to take people with back injuries, and they would immobilize them in traction. That was a bad idea because you actually lose muscle strength. The supportive muscles weaken and atrophy, and it's not good. They say that studies bear out the early movement idea. In a controlled trial of athletes with serious soft tissue injuries, researchers found that those who started rehabilitation 2 days after an injury instead of 9 days later were able to return to sports 20 days sooner, in 63 days rather than 83. So these are serious injuries, but they got people moving. In people with low back pain, consistent movement and exercise can improve pain levels, range of motion, strength, and tissue repair. So I think instead of RICE, think POLICE. And the other thing about it is that when you move and when you kind of overmaster your pain, it actually reduces anxiety levels. Anxiety is a major risk factor, they say, for developing chronic pain after an injury. And they say the more someone fears pain and the more they avoid movement because of it, the worse they usually become. So you get kind of trapped in this vicious cycle of, oh, you know, it hurts, I'm not going to move, and then you get stiffened up. And so they say painkillers can help, but don't overdo it, because take enough painkillers to enable you to move, not to completely obliterate the pain, because that is not the goal. The goal is to enable you to mobilize towards rehabilitation. You know, if you have an injury, you know, go to physical therapy. Get, you know, recover under some supervision and guidance. It can really make a difference in your outcome. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. frequently in a state of fatigue, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT-Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids powder.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through the Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump suing the IRS and Treasury Department for $10 billion. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The lawsuit accuses the two federal agencies of a failure to prevent a leak of the president's tax information to news outlets between 2018 and 2020. It alleges that the leak of confidential tax records caused reputational and financial harm and public embarrassment. In 2024, a former IRS contractor was sentenced to 5 years in prison for leaking the tax information. The lawsuit puts Donald Trump in the unusual position of suing government agencies that are part of the executive branch, which he leads. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal judge ordering the release of a five-year-old from a Texas detention center.
A federal judge has ordered the release of five-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and his father from an ICE detention center in Texas by Tuesday. The judge saying that the case has its genesis in the ill-conceived and incompetently implemented government pursuit of daily deportation quotas. The boy's detention sparked an outcry with images of the child wearing a blue bunny hat and Spider-Man backpack being surrounded by U.S. ICE officers in a Minneapolis suburb last month. I'm Donna Warder.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says she's grateful for the judge's order not halting immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota.
I'm thankful that we get the chance every day at the department to make sure that we are enforcing the law and treating people equally in order to protect the American people. So the decisions that come down, of course, we implement the law, and we're grateful when a court sees that the right thing has been done.
The first standalone trial for state prosecutors in a stream of lawsuits against Meta gets underway Monday in New Mexico. These stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, Relief, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better, daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Economist Steve Moore believes President Trump deserves credit for security at the U.S. border.
Illegal crossings are down 93%. So thank you, Donald Trump, and bringing order back to our border, which, as you know, Biden just said anybody can come in. And we had, you know, 8 million people come in. And now we're dealing with that crisis that was created, Joe Biden.
And Moore says that Mr. Trump's immigration policy is getting bad actors out of our hair.
Tom Homan and Donald Trump had a very wise strategy, which was that you deport the people who are criminal aliens. And Tom Homan has deported, we don't know the exact number, somewhere near 250,000 people who are criminals, felons, people who are gang members.
Friday, the Senate voted to fund most of the government through the end of September while carving out a temporary extension for Homeland Security funding. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, a look back now at a connection in our history. Keith Peters explains.
A newly minted dollar coin will feature a woman from the Oneida tribe, Polly Cooper, known for aiding George Washington's army during the Revolutionary War. Cooper joined Oneida warriors on a relief mission from their territory in what's now central New York to bring corn to starving rebel troops at their winter camp in Valley Forge. The coin's release coincides with celebrations of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Keith Peters, Washington.
Travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or another acceptable form of ID are subject to a new fee that began Sunday. Non-refundable $45 charge is not a penalty, but payment for non-compliant travelers to use the TSA's new alternate ID verification option. More on these stories, Town Hall.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with the booming voice Jackson Beck as Detective Philo Vance. Then later introduce the yours truly Johnny Dollar Bob Bailey-led five-part storyline, The Confidential Matter. When S.S. Van Dyne's literary detective first came to radio in 1945, he was played by Jose Ferrar. But this episode is from a later version, indeed featuring Jackson Beck. This is The Listless Murder Case from March 1st of 1949.
Is this today's collection, Donald?
Yes, Mr. Miller. I opened the mail myself this morning.
And all the checks are here, Fine. Tell me, what's the total?
$12,450. All the checks are made out to consolidated charities, Mr. Miller.
Of course. That's so that no irresponsible party can cash them, Donald. You see, people who contribute to our campaign want to make sure that the money goes to charity.
I understand, sir. Would you be interested in the total we've collected so far?
Yes, what is the amount?
Here it is. $130,000.
Good.
And our campaign is less than 2 weeks old.
Everything is going according to plan. Oh, Donald, has Morton Gary phoned today?
Not yet. I imagine he will, though. He's very interested in knowing how the drive is coming.
He's taking that business of being chairman of Consolidated Charities too seriously.
Oh? You think he may be a problem?
Perhaps. Gary is a very prominent man. We need him. His name on our letterhead assures the legitimacy of our organization.
Mr. Miller.
Yes?
What happens if Mr. Gary finds out what's really happening to the money?
You mean suppose he finds out that only a small percentage goes to charity and I pocket the rest?
Yes, sir.
I don't think he'll find out, Donald. I'll answer that. Hello?
Mike? Elise Avery.
Hello, Elise. I thought this was old man Gary calling in. What's going on?
I just hit a big one, Mike. Some sucker just gave me a check for $5,000.
Good for you, girl. Bring it in with you.
Sure. Just thought you'd like to hear the good news, that's all. See you later. Bye.
Bye. Now, where were we, Donald?
We were just talking about Morton Gary and what would happen if he found out what we're doing to the money we're collecting.
First of all, he isn't going to find out.
No?
No. And second, even if he does, it doesn't matter too much.
He'll squawk, Mr. Miller. He'll take this up with the police, maybe with the FBI. After all, we're using the mails.
Yes, that's true, Donald. We are using the mails. And the mails are bringing us in a fortune. But Gary won't talk. Believe me. And even if he does start to talk, he'll never finish what he's saying. You can believe that, too.
Mike? Oh, Mike, where are you?
In my private office, Elise. Come on in.
Right. Well, here I am, boss. Armed to the teeth with a check for $5,000.
The one you phoned about?
Mm-hmm.
Lay it right here, lady. I want to look at it.
Here you are, chum. Paid to the order of Consolidated Charities. 5000. Endorse it, cash it, and it's all yours.
People sure are suckers, aren't they, Annie? $5,000. You'd think they'd investigate a charity before they start giving their money away.
Sure. But there are lots of legitimate charities, thank goodness. That makes our job that much easier. Oh, Mike, let me take a look at that list.
What list?
The list of guys who've kicked in and the amounts. I need some dough. Thought maybe you'd give me a check for my commissions.
Well, I'll have to get it for you, Elise.
Okay. But while we're waiting, suppose you give me my cut of this $5,000 I just brought in.
Uh-uh. Gotta wait till the check clears the bank, baby. You know, you've been dealing with suckers all day. Kindly remember that I'm not one of them.
Me either, Mike. That's why I want my commission on the dough I've already brought in.
You'll get it. Donald is figuring out what I owe you. He'll have the figures in an hour. Then, if you're a good girl, I'll give you a check.
Kid, if I was a good girl, I wouldn't be in this racket. But bad or good, I'll get that check.
You're pretty sure you'll get it, hmm?
If I don't get it, Mike, you'll get it. Right in the neck.
I beg your pardon, miss.
Yes?
I'd like to see the district attorney, please. My name is Morton Gary.
Oh, yes, Mr. Gary. You telephoned for an appointment, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yes.
Well, just a moment, sir. I'll find out if Mr. Markham can see you now.
Thank you.
Yes, Miss Williams.
Mr. Morton Gary to see you, Mr. Markham, by appointment.
Ask him to come in, please.
Would you go right in, Mr. Gary? Right through that door there.
This door here?
Yes. Yes, that's the one, Mr. Gary.
Oh, thank you, miss. Thank you. Mr. Markham?
Come in, please, Mr. Gary.
How do you do, Mr. Markham?
Mr. Gary, please sit down, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mr. Markham, I've come to ask you to investigate a very unscrupulous man, Mr. Michael Miller.
Miller? I don't believe I know the name.
I didn't either until a few weeks ago. He's not from this city, Mr. Markham. He claimed to be very philanthropic and was forming an organization to be known as Consolidated Charities.
Yes, Mr. Gary?
He induced me to lend my name to the organization, which I did. Many of my friends have contributed to it. And now I have reason to believe the entire thing is a fraud.
I see. He's collecting money but not turning it over to charity, is that it?
Oh, I believe he is turning over a small percentage of the money to legitimate societies, Mr. Markham. But I've asked to see statements of monies collected and dispersed, and Mr. Miller has refused to allow me to see any records.
I begin to understand your suspicions, Mr. Gary. Michael Miller, you said the man's name was?
That's correct. His offices are in the Lions building.
Well, I'll investigate this at once, Mr. Gary, and thank you for calling it to my attention. If your suspicions are correct, we'll put a stop to this racket, but fast.
Speaking.
Vance, this is Markham.
Well, my favorite district attorney calling me at home.
Thank you.
Sounds important, Markham.
It is. I called your office and they said you'd left for the day, Vance. I'm in the office of the Consolidated Charities in the Lions building. How soon can you get here?
At once, if it's important.
It's very important. We had a complaint late this afternoon about a Mr. Michael Miller, who was the head of the supposed charity organization. Actually, it was a racket.
Go ahead, Markham. Who made the complaint?
Morton Gary.
Oh.
You know him, Vance?
Yes, I do. Very honest, very wealthy, and very gullible.
Well, when I got to this Miller's office a little while ago, Vance, I found Miller dead. He'd been shot twice, once in the heart and once in the calf of his leg.
Really, Markham? How strange.
And there are no records of any kind here, Vance. Apparently, the murderer took them with him. All that was here when we broke in was the body.
The lists are missing, eh, Markham?
Yes.
Apparently, we have a listless murder case. Well, just to generate a little action in it, suppose I describe Miller's killer for you.
Describe him, Vance? You haven't even seen the body. You don't know any more about this case than I've just told you. How can you possibly describe Miller's murderer?
I'll explain that to you later, Markham. Right now, all I'll tell you is to look for a murderer with a bruise on his cheek or a black eye. I'm on my way down to meet you now.
I have Sergeant Heath out searching for someone who has a connection with this case and who also has a black eye or bruised cheek. Now, tell me why.
One of the nicest things about you, Markham, is that you do things that I suggest without demanding an explanation. Let us retain that fine point in our association until the proper time, shall we?
I know your reasoning, Vance. You believe that if you were to explain why you think the murderer is bruised, I'd be prejudiced immediately against any suspect we turned up who did have such a mark.
Exactly.
Yes.
And up until now, I'm quoting only theory, Markham, not fact or proof.
Good enough, Vance, good enough. By the way, if you can table your theory temporarily, we have a suspect for you.
Really? Who?
A girl named Elise Avery. She's in the next room now. It seems that she came into the Consolidated Charities office while I was waiting for you. She admits she worked here, but denies any knowledge of the shooting of Mr. Miller.
Oh, nobody makes our job simple anymore, Markham, do they?
Well, that should make you very happy, Vance. You and your theory about the bruise on the killer's face. Do you want to go in and see Miss Avery?
Do you think I should?
She's very attractive.
I should. I'll report any development to you, Markham.
Do that, Vance, do that. I'll be here somewhere trying to find some records of contributions. They must be around unless the murderer took them with him.
Which is not at all unlikely.
See you in a little while, Vance.
Right, I'll go in and talk to Miss Avery now.
Hello.
Hello. Miss Avery, I'm Philo Vance.
Really? You're not at all the way I pictured you, Vance.
No?
Mm-mm.
Should I be flattered or ashamed?
Oh, I didn't know you were so distinguished looking.
I'm ashamed of those newspaper pictures.
Oh, I like that.
You're either very easily pleased, Miss Avery, or very anxious to cater to my vanity. In either case, there are several questions I want to ask you.
Oh, I'll save you the trouble of asking, Vance. I've got the answers already.
Oh, yes?
Yes. My name is Elise Avery. I worked for Consolidated Charities soliciting contributions. I got a salary. I had no idea this was a racket, and I don't know who killed Mr. Miller.
Very interesting, very informative, and very pat. Miss Avery, you know that Mr. Miller was killed by a bullet in the heart?
Yes, I do. Mr. Markham told me that. He also told me about a bullet in the calf of his leg. Oh, I don't see the connection, if any.
I believe there is one, Miss Avery.
Vance, may I confess something?
Not the murder.
No, of course not.
Then go right ahead.
I've wanted to meet you for a long time, Vance. Ever since I first saw your picture in the papers and began reading about you.
We went through this flattery routine a while ago, didn't we?
Oh, I don't want anything from you, Vance. I'm not looking for any favors for what I'm saying. That just happens to be the way I feel. And so, I'm saying it.
Oh, I find this most enjoyable. Please continue.
All right. I've often wondered what kind of a man you were, where a woman was concerned.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Most of the men I've known were dull. You look different. You sounded different in the stories I read about you, and yet in person, you're still different. Attractively different.
If you'll believe that I'm not merely trying to return a compliment, I might say that you're different too, Miss Avery, and very attractive.
And what's keeping the two of us so much apart? Come closer, Vance. Hmm?
Courage is one of my strong points, Miss Avery. I'm here.
How much courage do you have, Vance?
Adequate amount, I'd say.
Enough to come still a little closer? Hmm?
This is what I like about a murder case. You never know what's going to turn up next.
Right now, it should be my toes. Oh, no, I never felt quite like this before. Vance, let's not talk about a murder case.
That suits me. Concentration is one of my weak points.
Vance.
I was just thinking of that myself.
And what are we waiting for?
Nothing that I know of.
Vance, darling.
Vance, I just... I beg your pardon, both of you.
Oh, Markham, well, come in, please, come in.
I guess I'm supposed to say I hope I'm not intruding, but I guarantee all three of us know I am.
You're not kidding.
Oh, but you're not really intruding, Markham, honestly. Although it's true that you did interrupt me while I was embracing Miss Avery.
Oh, after the way you've kissed me... My name is Elise.
Very well. Well, Markham, it's true that you did interrupt me while I was embracing Elise. But that embrace was in the nature of an experiment.
An experiment?
Really? Yes, Elise, an experiment. An experiment that tells me whether or not you killed Michael Miller.
You're listening to Philo Vance on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment, plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
And now back to the second act of Philo Vance on When Radio Was.
This is District Attorney Markham. The listless murder case began with the finding of the body of Michael Miller, who headed a racket organization he called Consolidated Charities. The firm was reported to me by prominent Morton Gary, who was being used as a dupe by Miller. And subsequent investigation disclosed Miller was shot with bullets in his heart and in the calf of the leg. Philo Vance is under the impression that the murderer has a bruise on his face or a blackened eye, but has refused to indicate why he believes this. Vance has already questioned Elise Avery, who worked with Miller, and has told me he had an appointment with Morton Gary the following day. He should be with him about...
Nice day for walking, isn't it, Mr. Gary?
Yes, very, Mr. Vance. Only I wish there weren't so much on my mind.
That's the reason I decided to take this walk rather than discuss our mutual problem in your office. It's very mild out, this is a very secluded street, and we're quite alone.
I can't quite get over my being used as a cover-up for that Miller and his gang. So many of my friends donated money to his mythical charities, Mr. Vance.
I can understand that. Perhaps something you might tell us will give us a lead to his killer, though.
Well, I told you all I could. But apparently I haven't been much help, though.
I wouldn't worry about that. You may think of something which seems unimportant, but which might solve this entire case for us. I believe...
Drop to the ground!
What happened?
Oh, Vance. Vance, what is this? Who is that in the car?
I don't know. I didn't see the license. It was covered with some sort of rag.
Oh.
The car's gone. I think it's safe to get up now.
All right. Oh.
You get very dirty, Mr. Gary?
No, I don't think so. You pulled me down on top of you. How can you be so calm, man? Don't you realize somebody just tried to kill you?
Somebody did shoot, but after all, he missed, so what's there to be excited about?
Oh, I've heard things like that about you, Vance, but I didn't believe them until this very minute. Oh, you're quite a man, sir.
Thank you.
Only I suggest that we go somewhere else to finish our talk. I don't believe we ought to give our assailant another chance.
That's very sensible, Mr. Gary. I wish there was some way of chasing after him or of identifying that car.
Well, apparently you've made more progress on this case than you think, Vance. There's no question but that the killer feels you're getting close to his trail and tried to prevent that by killing you.
Really? Well, Mr. Gary, if I were you, I'd appeal to Mr. Markham for police protection.
You would, Vance, but why?
Why? Because I believe those bullets were meant for you.
All right, Vance, you came down here to tell me you believe someone tried to kill Morton Gary. Why would anyone want to do that? And what's more important, who was it?
Sorry, Markham, I can't tell you.
Well, suppose you clear up that first mystery, then. No sense in having two unexplainable remarks by you go unanswered.
You mean, why do I think the killer would have a mark on his face?
Yes. Suppose you take your top coat off, sit down, and let me have the details on that one.
I'm not staying long enough to sit, Markham. But I will tell you why I think as I do.
All right.
You mentioned to me over the telephone that Michael Miller had a bullet wound in his heart and one in the calf of his leg.
That's right.
It's the bullet in his leg that leads to my line of reasoning. I think that the killer fired from the floor and his first shot struck Miller in the leg.
In other words, he was lying on the floor, Miller was standing over him, probably about to kick him, and the killer shot.
Yes. His first bullet struck Miller in the leg. Miller staggered back. The killer got up off the floor and shot him in the heart.
Well, that still doesn't explain the bruised face.
Doesn't it? Well, isn't it logical, if the killer were on the floor, that Miller had knocked him down first? And if he knocked him down, wouldn't it seem as if there should be a bruise?
Yes, it would. Vance, while you're in a true confession mood, why not explain why you were embracing Miss Avery yesterday?
Well, certainly. There was no bruise on her face, Markham, but her makeup might have been used to cover it, if she did have one.
What?
While I was ostensibly kissing her, I was actually trying to rub off as much of her makeup as I could.
Oh, I see. And as there was no bruise, that relieves her of suspicion, then, I suppose.
I wouldn't go that far, my friend. I could be completely wrong about this.
Personally, I don't believe you are. But as long as you've been so cooperative, Vance, here's a piece of news for you. There were three people in Miller's charity racket. Miller, Elise Avery, and a secretary, a young fellow named Donald Stone.
We've overlooked him, haven't we, Markham?
Well,
I think we can do something about that. Miss Avery knew him, of course.
Yes, she did.
Well, perhaps I'll call her on the telephone and ask her something about him. I want to know. Come to think of it, there was a memorandum at my office saying that she had phoned earlier today.
Oh, wonder what she wanted.
From the tone of the message she left, apparently she didn't believe what I said in her office, that the embrace between us was merely an experiment. She seemed to regard it more as a sample.
I'm beginning to get an idea about you, Elise. An idea I don't like. Now I know why you called and wanted to come up here.
Anytime you get an idea, Donald, that's news. Now shut up and let me think.
I'll let you think, all right. I'll let you think about me. Vance called me. You know that he suspects I killed Miller?
Does he? I've got news for you, kid. Vance never suspects anybody. He knows who killed Miller.
And what makes you so calm?
Now, wait a minute, you punk. Don't you even think I had anything to do with killing the boss?
No, why not? He was holding out your cut on you. You had all the reason in the world to kill him.
Look, lad, just don't let me lose my temper. And talking about people who had reason for knocking off Miller, what about you? You knew he was going to get rid of you when this campaign was over, didn't you?
He was going to kill me?
Sure. He didn't trust you. He was afraid you'd talk if anybody put the heat on. You were new with Miller. Remember that.
Oh, so he was going to kill me.
He didn't, did he? That's all you have to worry about. Now, what did you do with the money in the sucker list that was in the office? I want my share of the money.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Well, suit yourself. Maybe Vance will know. You've got one more chance, chum. I want half of the dough you must have taken from Miller. Well? Okay, if that's the way you want it, it's okay with me. I'll be seeing you. So long.
Wait a minute.
Now you're getting smart, Donald. Where's the money?
Here in my desk drawer. It wasn't too much cash, just $20,000.
Well, hand over 10. And, by the way, how'd you get that
five,
cut on your chin,
six,
hmm?
7, 8, 9, 10,000. Here's your half, and I got the cut on my chin from shaving.
Oh, thanks for the money, Donald. You're being smart. The less Philo Vance knows about you, the better you should like it.
You said he knew who killed Miller.
Knowing and proving are two different things, friend. And since you've seen the light, we'll just keep Vance in the dark.
Vance speaking.
Hello, Vance.
Yes?
This is Elise Avery. I met you earlier today.
I know. I got your message.
I'd like to see you, Vance.
So your message said.
It isn't what you think, Vance. I'm trying to help you. I can tell you about Donald Stone, who was Miller's assistant in that charity racket. He has a prison record, and I happen to know he stole at least $20,000 from the office after the murder.
That's so?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Did he refuse to give you a cut of it?
What do you mean?
I mean, you must have had some reason for waiting this long to tell me that, Miss Avery. The chances are you were waiting for a chance to blackmail him.
No, that's not true, Vance. I just want to help you. That's the only reason I've told you about Stone.
In that case, Miss Avery, thank you. But believe me, I don't believe you.
Hello, Mr. Vance?
Hi, Miss Williams. Mr. Markham in?
No, he's not. Why don't you take your hat and coat off, Mr. Vance? He won't be long.
Thank you. I'll do that. All right to lay them on this chair?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Why, Mr. Vance, what on earth is that on your shoulder? Paint?
No, Miss Williams. Looks like paint, doesn't it? Actually, it's something I'm preserving rather carefully. It's the clue to the murderer of Michael Miller.
That spot?
That's right, Miss Williams. And I think that perhaps I'd better not wait for Markham. I have some things to do, but would you ask Mr. Markham to have Miss Avery, Mr. Donald Stone, and Mr. Morton Gary in my office in an hour?
Well, yes, of course.
Tell him that I'll be ready to name Mr. Miller's murderer then. All three of our suspects are in my outer office, Markham?
Yes.
Good. Would you ask them to come in, please?
Of course, Vance. Miss Avery, Mr. Gary.
Yes.
Donald.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Vance would like you all to come in now.
Oh, very well. That's great.
Thank you all for being here. I thought you'd all like to know who killed Michael Miller. You, Donald Stone.
No, Vance, it wasn't me. I swear it wasn't.
I didn't say it was. I think, though, that it was you who fired those shots at Mr. Gary here and myself this morning before you realized that I knew you were Miller's secretary.
You think I shot at you?
I know you did, and I know why. You wanted to kill Mr. Gary because he could identify you as working for Mr. Miller. According to Miss Avery, you have a prison record.
Why,
you didn't want to be linked with this case.
So she told you, did she, about me?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you a couple of things about her.
Nothing I don't know already, believe me, Mr. Stone. Mr. Gary.
Yes?
This is the young man who shot at you. What do you think we ought to do with him?
Lock him up. He's dangerous, Vance. By all means, lock him up.
He's dangerous because he shot at you and me and missed. What would you do with someone who didn't miss, Mr. Gary?
I'd see that he went to the chair. That's what I'd do.
Well, in that case, I hope you are reconciled to it. You killed Michael Miller, Mr. Gary.
Why should I kill him?
When you found out he was running a racket using your name, you were so blinded by rage that you attacked him. He knocked you down. While you were on the floor, you shot.
All right. I did. But he was going to hit me with a chair while I was lying on the floor. He would have killed me.
Perhaps. That, of course, we'll never know.
Vance, there's something I'd like to know.
Yes, Markham?
How did you know it was Gary here who killed Miller?
I'll tell you, Markham, later.
I'm listening, Vance. You knew Miller was killed by Gary. How?
Remember, Markham, my theory about the killer having a bruise on his cheek?
Yes, but Gary had no bruise.
Oh, yes, he did. It was covered with makeup, so we couldn't see it, but it was there.
But if makeup covered it, how did you know?
Your secretary noticed a spot on my shoulder today. I'd wondered earlier how it had gotten there. But then I realized that there was only one way.
And that was?
That was when Gary fell against me on the street when we were both walking and the shots were fired. It was mild and I wasn't wearing a top coat.
Oh, I get it now. When you realized how you got the makeup on your shoulder, you realized Gary would have only one reason for wearing makeup. To hide a bruise.
That's right.
Vance, you're wonderful.
Come now, you're beginning to sound like Elise Avery. You better stop.
I will, if you'll tell me what happened to the list of people that contributed to Consolidated Charities and gave this case its name.
That list? Donald Stone probably destroyed it. He found Miller dead, stole whatever money was around, and tried to hide the fact that the Consolidated Charities was a racket.
Yeah, pretty low racket, Vance. I'm glad we ended it. And I'm glad we ended the listless murder case.
Indeed, the listless murder case from March 1st, 1949, with Jackson Beck as Philo Vance. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio Was, it's our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar, as we debut the five-part storyline, The Confidential Matter, right after this break.
Head to Radiospirits.com today to enjoy our new arrivals. This is Your FBI, Grand Larceny, The Whistler, One Dark Night, and Fibber McGee and Molly, Happy Days. These newest CD box set collections are available at Radiospirits.com now.
This is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ride along with the feds and find out if it's a case of embezzlement, extortion, kidnapping, or murder, as agents immerse themselves in a world of crime. This 12-episode collection features performances by Frank Lovejoy, Leslie Woods, and Mandel Kramer.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
The Whistler is back with another collection of strange stories where the unscrupulous encounter their undoing. Follow them through the setup, the slip-up, the double-cross, and ultimately their downfall.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I'll get it.
Okay.
Who is this the residence of?
Never end a sentence with a proposition. And if you must know, this is the house that Mr. and Mrs. McGee live in.
Find out who's at the door. Visit with Fibber McGee and Molly and follow their harried, hilarious, and happy days in wartime Wistful Vista. As always, their escapades are equal parts disastrous and delightful. Buy all three of these new arrivals today or browse our library, which offers thousands of shows. Just go to Radiospirits.com now. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Own our newest releases, find your favorite shows, or discover a new series from the golden age of radio at Radiospirits.com today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
If you're planning a trip for spring break and you want to avoid expensive roaming fees, we've got a great idea. Check out an always mobile eSIM. Pick your plan, download the eSIM, and start saving time and money. How much money? We asked Always Mobile's Mike Stanford.
Let's think about
a couple traveling to Mexico together, $30 a day, and they're down there for a week, you're looking at avoiding roaming charges of, you know, $150, $200. And as an example, they could each purchase a 5 gigabit plan that covers their 7-day trip in Mexico for the equivalent of $9.50 U.S. Times that by 2 for the couple, and you're looking at less than $20 U.S.
They've got plans for over 170 destinations. Always-mobile.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was on our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. It's time to launch another 5-part storyline. Here is part 1 of The Confidential Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Mort Parkinson, Johnny. Eternity Mutual.
Oh, how are you, Mort?
I couldn't feel much worse.
It's the olives that do it, not the martinis.
I wish it were that simple. Can you come over to my office right away, Johnny?
Well, I guess so.
I don't often pull that confidential business, but I really would hesitate to go into this one on the phone.
Pretty rough, huh?
I'm afraid you're going to find it even worse than that. It's about Ed Morgan, Johnny.
Ed Morgan?
I'm sorry. I know he was a good friend of yours.
Well, he's one of the best I ever had. Ed was a great guy. It's too bad he had to die that way.
Johnny, it's too bad he didn't die a year sooner.
What?
You'd better come on over to the office.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the confidential matter. Item 1, $2.85. Taxi from my apartment to the Eternity Building in the 7th floor office of Mort Parkinson, Vice President and General Manager. It was a room I well remembered, with its blank walnut paneling and deep leather chairs. I'd worked on a lot of cases with Mort, and with the late Ed Morgan, too. And it sounded now as though Ed, my good friend from a long time back, was about to become a case himself.
Come in, Johnny. Pull up a chair.
Thanks, Mort. Well, that was quite a phone call.
It's quite a situation.
Yeah, I gathered that.
No, I just can't talk sitting down. Old habit, I guess. Remember when we used to be over in the old Johnstone building before we built this new one? We had those old-fashioned stand-up desks. It was when old man Clement was still alive.
And before I was.
Hmm? Oh, yes. I guess I keep forgetting about you newcomers.
Meaning everybody who's come into the game within the last 40 years.
I suppose I am one of the original settlers. And set in my ways, too.
Yeah, well, what about
you? I sure hated to see those desks go. You could stand in front of them, lean an elbow on them, make out a report or a speech.
Mort, you're trying too hard to avoid it.
Avoid what?
You didn't call me over here just to reminisce about the old days.
In a way, maybe I did.
You know, it's funny. I always thought you liked Ed Morgan.
But I did.
And why did you say it's too bad he didn't die a year sooner?
Because I liked him. Except like is too weak a word, actually. I thought as much of Ed as I would have of my own son if I'd had one. Why, I'm the one who hired him in the first place. Remember, Johnny?
Yeah, I remember.
And I took a personal interest in his career. Watched him work his way up. Till finally he was appointed chief adjuster for the West Coast, head of our San Francisco claims office. That was darn good for a man as young as he was. And I was proud of him, Johnny.
Yeah, I know. I know you were.
He was a hard worker. Honest, dependable. And he had a good, sound future ahead of him. And then, just like that.
Accidents are usually just like that.
A foggy night, sharp curve, and he drove his car off a cliff into the Pacific Ocean. And that was that. Tragedy. Fini, the end.
Only it apparently wasn't the end, or you wouldn't have called me over here.
No, it wasn't, Johnny. I wish it had been.
Meaning?
You'd better brace yourself. Within 2 weeks after Ed Morgan's death, we started getting complaints from some of our clients.
What do you mean, complaints?
Oh, demands for adjustment on claims Ed had reported paid weeks before, requests for past due settlements, and so on.
Mort, I don't get it.
Neither did I. So I sent a company accountant out to San Francisco on the QT and put him to work on the claims files. And we found out, Johnny.
You found out what?
That Ed's accounts had been doctored for some time.
What?
Johnny, in the months before he was killed, he'd embezzled nearly $80,000.
Ed Morgan?
Ed Morgan.
I don't believe it.
He did it. You might as well accept the fact.
Anybody else, yes, anybody else. But not Ed. For one thing, money didn't mean that much to him.
I know. We were always joshing him about living like an old hermit instead of a young bachelor.
Well, then why would he do it, steal $80,000 after all these years of being honest? What would he want that would cost that much money?
That's exactly what I wish you'd find out.
Now, wait a second, Mort. Wait a second. This is one I don't want any part of.
Neither do I. But I'm afraid I'm stuck with it. And you are too, in a way.
Why?
Because Ed was your friend. Here's a flight ticket and reservation to San Francisco. Plane leaves in 2 hours.
No. I'd rather pass it, Mort.
Well, so would I. But we can't. Neither of us. There are too many questions left. And they've got to be answered.
Not by me.
$80,000 of the company's money is missing. I can't just write it off and forget it. It has to be accounted for.
There are other investigators, Mort.
And another thing that's just as important, to me at least, is to find out why he did it. It's a failure in human dynamics. A man like Ed, a man everybody respected and trusted, and he goes wrong. Why?
Get somebody else to find out.
I'd be pretty grateful if you'd do it, Johnny.
Mort, I just don't want any part of it.
I know how you feel. It's quite a shock to find out he was a crook. It's like somebody pulling the rug out from under you. So now you want to forget all about him. Leave him safely dead and buried.
Dead, Mort, but not buried. If you remember, they recovered the car, but not his body. It's still somewhere beneath the Pacific.
All right, then. Look at it from an efficiency standpoint, if nothing else. To any other investigator, Ed Morgan would be just a name, an unknown quantity. But you knew him.
I thought I did.
Regardless of what he did, Johnny, I just hate to think of a stranger pawing into his past. Maybe I still think back to the old times in the old country when the family buried their own dead.
I know.
And sometimes, Johnny, a friend has to go all the way. Even when the other person is goofed. Isn't that what the younger generation calls it?
I'm not the younger generation, Mort. Right now I'm older than Confucius.
I'd sure appreciate it, Johnny. And after all, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. And like you said, Ed was my friend. All right, Mort, let's have the tickets.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Hi, this is Carrie Growl. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, directed by Jeffrey Taylor, is coming to the Riverfront Playhouse. This fast-paced farce uncorks a barrel of laughs as undercover reporters, mistaken identities, and secret wine-making nuns turn a quiet convent upside down. See Drinking Habits January 23rd through February 8th at the Riverfront Playhouse downtown. Tickets are available now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. This message is brought to you by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses. Hi, this is Carrie Growl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Item 2, $14.35, tips, taxi, and incidentals in Hartford and same in San Francisco. Plane trip between points paid from expense account of company manager and not included herewith. I went straight from the airport to Ed's last address when he was still alive, an apartment house in the Knob Hill section called the Drakely Arms. And there's where I got my first surprise. Ed had always been the two-room bachelor walk-up type. But the Drakely Arms consisted of equal parts of glitter, glass, swank, and price, including a uniformed doorman, a small private bar off the lobby, and an assistant manager with a gardenia on his lapel. Oh, he was a rare one, that manager. And it was a real gardenia.
I am, of course, most desirous of assisting you in every way possible, Mr. What did you say your name was?
Dollar. D-O-L-L.
I can spell Dollar.
I'll bet you can.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, it's quite all right.
I didn't mean...
You didn't mean to be offensive, I understand. Now, about the former occupant of Suite 14.
Mr. Dollar, I'm terribly afraid...
Oh, please don't be.
I mean, there is simply very little I can tell you about the late Mr. Morgan.
A matter of discretion? Is that it?
Discretion?
A policy of the house? Something of that sort?
Well, we do, of course, try to protect the privacy of our residents. I'm sure you understand.
Even to the extent of turning down $20?
Well...
A curse one, isn't it?
Under the circumstances...
Nice likeness of Andrew Jackson, isn't it?
Thank you, sir. Gratuities of this nature are always so helpful in smoothing the rough pathway of human relations. Don't you think so, Mr. Dollar?
Definitely. It's already helping you remember my name.
Well, money is a mental stimulant, isn't it?
Don't call it money. Just think of it as item 3.
I beg your pardon. Item...
Oh, that's quite all right.
I meant...
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a habit I seem to be picking up. Now, has your memory been stimulated any in regard to Ed Morgan?
Oh, yes, the late Mr. Morgan. Pardon me, Mr. Dollar. Yes? Oh, yes, Countess Margie. Yes, I'll be delighted to send the boy up for 2 quarts of suds.
Suds?
Would a nice dry Bavarian ale be... Yes, Countess, just plain beer. Yes, Countess, right away. Frightful old lady. Mixes it with creme de menthe, you know. Now, where were we, Mr. Dollar?
We weren't, not yet.
Oh, yes, the late Mr. Morgan. Well, he'd been our guest, you understand, for about 6 months at the time of his... tragic accident.
What was he paying for his suite of rooms?
Oh, well, ordinarily, we don't release information of
that. Forget it. This is not ordinary. How much?
$1,200 a month.
I see.
Oh, he was a true gentleman, if I may say so. A bon vivant. And on the crassly materialistic side, if you'll forgive me, sir, a very free spender.
Sorry, 20's the limit.
Mr. Dollar, I was not trying to coerce your generosity by, well...
Putting on another bite?
Precisely.
All right. So Ed was bedded down in a mink line stall and was throwing money around like water. What else? Who came to see him? What sort of visitors did he have?
None at all that I can recall.
None at all? He leased that overpriced cubicle and then just sat in it?
Well...
What about friends here in the building?
Most of our guests might be termed individually exclusive. Even eccentric in some cases. Except, of course, Mrs. Barrett.
Mrs. Barrett?
Yes. One of the loveliest guests we've ever had the pleasure of... Excuse me, Mr. Dollar. Yes? Yes, Countess Margie, the boy is on his way. I know, but he has to go clear down to the corner. Yes. Well, please tell little Pim Pam that I'm so sorry. A dog drinks that stuff, too. Now, where were we?
About this Mrs. Barrett you mentioned.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, she and Mr. Morgan were inseparable, you understand. They were together constantly.
And Mr. Barrett?
Well, there wasn't any. Well, not recently, I mean. Deceased. You know, dead.
Yeah, when?
Early this year, as I recall. I didn't know him, of course. Mrs. Barrett moved in here shortly after his death. Not until then.
And Ed Morgan, when did he move in?
About 6 weeks later.
Oh, he met her here then?
Oh, no. No, they were already acquainted. Well acquainted.
I see.
In fact, I believe that Mr. Morgan and the young and very lovely widow met at the time of her husband's death. Matter of settling the estate or something of that sort.
It would figure all right.
I don't remember exactly why I thought so, but I do recall having an impression at the time that he moved in here only because of her. And as I say, they were together constantly right from the first.
That's all very interesting. I wonder if I could have a talk with this Mrs. Barrett.
That would be utterly impossible, I'm afraid.
Now, look, if you think you can pry...
I simply mean she isn't here.
Isn't here?
She's been gone for 10 days now.
Where'd she go?
I really haven't the slightest idea, Mr. Dollar.
Well, if she moved out, she must have left a forwarding address of some kind.
Well, she didn't move out. She still has her apartment here. She'll be back eventually, I imagine.
But at the moment,
I haven't heard a word from her since she left. Oh, poor dear. You know, one can understand why she'd want to get away for a while. Such a tragic coincidence, having two deaths of exactly the same... Oh, confound that woman.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by tragic coincidence?
Hmm? Oh, well, as I understand it, Mrs. Barrett's husband also died in some sort of accident. Yes, Countess.
Now, here is our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow... The trail back into a man's past is a faint and twisting one. And at times it runs through quicksand. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Brundage speaking.
One of the five-part Confidential Matter, which originally played out in September of 1956. We'll have part two of that Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we featured Jackson Beck as Philo Vance. Well, when that detective character created by author S.S. Van Dyne first came to the big screen in a series of films in the late 1920s and early 30s, he was played by a movie superstar, later renowned for the role of Nick Charles in the Thin Man series. I'll name that fella, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you...
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang onto the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind-tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide,
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the famous fellow who played Philo Vance on the big screen in the late 1920s, early 30s, and then he starred as Nick Charles in the Thin Man series. The answer is William Powell. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.